You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 24. TNT.
Yo.
Oh, it's with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here, as always. It's the Season 2 finale, man.
Is it? You think with all these opening of the shows that this one should have came natural?
What? No. And guess what else it is?
What else?
Episode 50. The 50th fucking episode of the podcast.
Text me when it's episode 69.
That'll be next season.
That one means more to me than episode 50.
Right. So, also joining us today on the show, Chach Meyer will be here for a little while.
Yeah.
Once again, bringing the hot fire.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to play Are You Urban with the Beardy 5 podcast. But guess what, guys? TNT Dynamite is hosting Are You Urban this time.
Yeah, I host it up.
I'm ready for this TNT. I'm going to fucking bring the fire.
You better.
I am. Don't you worry. I'm
expecting some fucking Mitch Hedberg type of antidotes.
Wow, I figured it'd be more natural for you after these intros. Don't worry, TNT. I'll fall flat on my face and disappear. Anyways, normally these little intros have some quirky little facts. But you know what I got about, you know what I got? They usually do. They got some quirky facts about, like, pineapple jellyfish and shit.
All right.
Today I'm dropping some knowledge.
You got a word? What's your word?
I'm breaking Crazy Town news for the folks at home. Today's the last episode of Season 2, TNT. But guess what?
What's that?
This is the end of the Crazy Town podcast as we know it.
You do realize I know all of this information, right?
No one at home knows.
This isn't new to me.
This is breaking news to the folks.
All right. We live together.
We're not going away. Right now, our episodes are every 2 weeks. We're bi-weekly.
Yes.
So we edit them, we record them, we put them out.
Yep.
But starting in Season 3, which comes this fall,
dun, dun, dun.
The Crazy Town Podcast will be weekly moving forward.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, right? Also, here's the biggest part of that. The shows will be live on Twitch with video. We haven't determined what day they're going to be or anything like that. That's still kind of working it out. But they will be live every week. We're going to try to maybe figure out you guys can call in or some shit. Maybe. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
TNT.
There's some intricacies we can build upon.
This shit is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Hey, we'll figure it out. We'll see how it goes. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/crazytownmedia. You can check out live streams and the podcast. We will upload the show to the YouTube channel and post the audio on our podcast the same as it's always been. If you only want to listen to it, it'll all be the same.
Yeah.
We don't have a definitive start date for Season 3 or Crazy Town Podcast Live, but it'll come out somewhere October, November, probably. In the meantime, we will release some bonus episodes that are more mediocre moments, best ofs, a couple more Get to Know the Host episodes, and I'll also put out an Are You Urban anthology and an interview anthology. What do you think about that, TNT? You excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped, dude. Let's fucking get in there and do some fucking reruns.
I love the enthusiasm. All right, guys. Well, now you know the breaking news coming with the Crazy Town. Enjoy the Season 2 finale, everybody.
Bunny, take three!
Welcome to the season finale of Season 2 of the Crazy Town podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
Guess what, TNT? We got a special guest host back again with us.
Oh, man. I'm waiting with bated breath. Who could it be?
It's the 8th time he's appeared on our podcast. Mr. Chach Meyer, what's up, buddy?
Has it really been 8 times?
What's up, man?
Yeah, it's been the eighth fucking time he's popped his little fucking head up on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
So, Josh, you want to go and say hello to everybody and tell them what you've been up to since the last time?
I am Josh Meyer. I am the one to blame.
What you been doing? Just hanging out, fucking waiting to fucking appear on the podcast?
Hanging out, getting blamed for things, you know. Okay. How it goes.
I think it's great how we treat Chachi like he's like our cameo guest star appearance when he's just like some dude that sits in his room, like goes to work like everybody else.
No way. Chachi's a very special guest on our podcast, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a very special guy that sits in his room and goes to work every day.
I'll give you that. All right,
fair enough. Well, we do want to thank you all for listening to this season finale episode. Of course, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. That's where all of our gaming stuff is. Our podcasts are there. We got some concert videos, and we will continue to do gaming videos even in the podcast off season. Of course, follow us on Twitch. Check out Crazy Town Media. Search for Crazy Town. You'll find us. We're going to be twitching games. And, of course, if you want to follow us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media. If you do not follow us, by the time I finish talking about it right now, Uncle Tony will leave you at the zoo and to get mauled by a tiger.
Uncle Tony, what did you do with Grandma?
He left her to get mauled by Twitter.
I knew it was something.
And of course, the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. So, guys, it's the fucking season finale. We got Chachi back.
Dun-da-da.
We got a great show planned.
I bet.
Later today, the Beardy Five guys are stopping by. We're going to play Are You Truly Urban with guest host TNT Dynamite. And Jonas is going to play with the Beardy Five guys.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah. You ready for that, TNT?
I am.
All right, I'm ready. Maybe. All right. We also got, of course, the normal stuff on the podcast. We got some crazy stories, some shit going on. But before any of that gets started, TNT Dynamite, are you ready for the final fucking learning with TNT Dynamite word of the season?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Well, what is it?
1,000% ready. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you heard of, the disease? It's, the Ligma disease.
Ligma?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, no.
L-I-G-M-A.
I don't believe so, no.
Never heard of Ligma. Ligma balls, bitch! All right, that was one of my words. I can do another.
Why you
one.
Start Ligma?
That's a word. It is a word.
That's like on the very beginning of the fucking season.
Take your phone, Google Ligma, and tell me you don't get a Ligma balls.
No, we're not using Ligma as the final word. You can use Ligma balls.
All right, fine.
But hold on. That, you know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Back on season or back on episode 1 and 1.5 of season 2, you pulled a similar joke on Cam Girl Kyra Kane.
I did do that, the Cam Girl episode.
Yes, so if you want to go back to episode 1 and episode 1.5, you can hear what joke he pulls on her. It's pretty slick like that. All right, what's your real word?
All right, the word is actually Sawcon.
How do you spell that?
S-A-W-C-O-N.
Is like a con for Saw fans?
No. Not quite, even though that would be great.
Actually, I would love to go to that.
Actually, it's suck on my dick.
You son of a bitch.
I win!
All right, you have a real word.
No, that was it.
Oh, you
fucking... My words was Ligma and Sawcon.
Ligma / Sawcon, I guess. Son of a bitch.
I'm telling you, those words are trending right now. I'm keeping everybody in tune with the
kids.
Keep
them in the loop?
Yeah. I'm the meme culture aficionado.
Well, as we announced in the prelude to the show, Chachmire, I don't think you're aware of this. The show is going live next season on Twitch with video.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so make sure you subscribe to Twitch. It'll be under Crazy Town Media. That's where the podcast will be. And you can watch it live weekly, unless it fucking is a disaster, and then we'll turn it back.
Weekly.
Yes. Then, unless it's a disaster, we'll turn it back to the way it is now. But you know what? We like to push the envelope at the Crazy Town Podcast. Like to be progressive, move forward. I don't know. That's all that shit. All right, guys, we're going to get right into it today. You know what I have You know what I have first for us here?
Hopefully it's something greatly entertaining.
It might be. 7 awesome animal defense mechanisms.
Okay.
How animals in their native hood defend themselves from threats.
Do animals have
hoods?
Oh,
I thought you meant like how we were going to defend ourselves against animals.
Like, naturally. Chachi, how do you defend yourself from a bull? Go.
Yeah, what do you do, Chachi?
From a bull, don't get in the ring or
don't run
be on out. The road when they're running.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It sure is. How would you defend yourself? Well, I wouldn't be in the situation to get attacked, for one. Chachi, always going with fucking...
I mean, it's a bull. It's not like...
Yes, Chachi.
Bulls run in the wild. It's not like you're going to be, like, you know, frolicking through the woods and all of a sudden, oh, a bull.
Chachi, what if you woke up tomorrow morning and walked out of your bedroom to go to the bathroom and there was a bull in your hallway and it was coming at you full bore?
I would walk back in my bedroom.
Okay, so walking back in the bedroom, that's all another good one.
How do you beat a bull? You walk back in your bedroom.
Walk away.
Close doors. That's how you beat a bull.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone carry a door around with you from now on moving forward. If you ever get attacked by a bull, just close the door.
Hooves aren't thumbs.
They aren't. It can't open. Exactly. It can't go around. It has, you know, it's like... It's like a vampire. You have to invite it in your house. So the bull, unless you invite him into your door, he can't go around. Anyways, this is how actual animals in their hoods, natural habitats are going to defend themselves. Get a little crazy on the Crazy Town podcast.
Okay.
All right. The first one. It's Octopotheus deletron. It's a lot of fucking words. OCTO, like octo, P-O-T, pot, E-U-T-H-I-S, Octopoduthis, deletron, D-E-L-E-T-R-O-N. This is a squid. And when it attacks a predator, when it's attacked by a predator, it breaks off its own arm.
Oh, and then it regenerates?
And then the arm continues to glow and wiggle. Distracting the predator while the squid escapes. And I imagine, it probably grows back. It doesn't say how long it takes. But imagine if you got jumped by a bunch of guys and you could just, like, break your arm off and run away.
Break your arm off.
It stays glowing.
It just glows and flops on the ground and they're, like, looking at it while you run.
Yeah, and then they think they're actually attacking you still because they're not.
I think most people would run away if they ripped a limb from your body and it started glowing. Like that's a problem.
Like four dudes like jump you and all of a sudden you like they grab your arm and you're just like you just pull away real fast and it just starts glowing blue like one of those ominous like wah like, fucking glows.
Yeah, you can handle that. Just put a Band-Aid on it, a little hand sanitizer.
Yeah. So, Chach, we're playing Resident Evil 7 on the channel right now. And do you play that at all?
I played through it, yes.
Okay. In the very beginning, you know, like, after you get through the first house and you end up at the dinner table with the family, and then, like, the guy's, like, chasing you around the house for a little while? Do you remember that? Okay.
I see where you're getting this, like, this severed limb part.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he, okay, the first time it happened, did he cut your fucking leg off and, like, in tease you to come get, like, a potion and then, like, you pour the water on your leg and it reattached?
I think if I can remember, he just cuts your arm off and then, like...
Yeah, it's different.
Then you, like, pass out and by the time you wake up, it's sewn back on. Because, you know, that's how bones and ligaments work. You know, you just...
No, that was the very first part. I'm talking about the second part where, like, you're at the table. Now, anyways, dude, I was playing it.
Remember that.
And... Fucking, all of a sudden, the guy pushed me over, cut my leg off with a shovel, and then he's like, here's a first aid kit if you can get it, and I had to, like, crawl to it, got the first aid kit, and literally took my leg, put it to where it should be, poured the water over it, and it reattached.
That kind of sounds right.
I don't know how legs work.
Like, you're in for it here, okay? Let me just, I'll just say that. Like, I played through the game, and you're...
Yeah, don't spoil it yet. I'm right in the, I just got off of the garden.
Spoil it. I'm just going to say that's not going to be what you're remembering by the time you're done with all this.
Because
there's a lot more to go.
Yeah.
All right. Next, the Texas horned lizard.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't make any horny jokes, TNT. I know you're.
How
know
am
you're
I making a joke if you make the joke already?
I'm inhibiting you.
You are not inhibiting me. I was ready for the intellectual response. Thank
oh,
you.
Were you? That's yes. How you're going. You're changing your tone.
I've been PC Dynamite for like minutes now.
Josh, you ever heard of the Texas horned lizard?
No. Okay. I've heard of a horned lizard. Yes, Texas horned lizard. Toads. I'm assuming it's big. You know, because everything's bigger in Texas.
Right. It is. It's three times the size of any other lizard.
He makes a valid argument.
He does. All right. So this lizard already has a spiky exterior. But if it's threatened, it shoots blood out of its eyes.
What the
at
fuck?
At its prey. At its predator.
That's like its own blood?
Its own blood.
I would like to see that.
Can it like kill itself doing that?
Well, what it says it can stream a shot of blood up to 5 feet, and it's mixed with a foul-tasting chemical. So it basically shoots the blood into the mouth of its opponent, and then like it gets a bad taste, and they're like, "Oh,
dude, that's dirty.
I thought that would be cantaloupe, and it tastes like ass."
That's a dirty fighting right there.
Right. It says it can shoot out up to 1/3 of its blood supply doing it this way.
A third of your blood supply.
So how many pints of blood does the human body have? 7?
That would make it anemic.
It might be. But I imagine it regenerates pretty fast. It's a small animal.
I mean, I guess.
How many pints of blood does the human blood body? 7-ish?
I'm not a scientist.
What, that Married with Children episode where he was giving away all his blood? Anyways.
How is that your reference?
Well, anyways, imagine the same scenario. You get jumped by a bunch of guys and you can shoot blood out of your eyes
blood.
At them.
I need my blood.
It's like a stigmata.
Yeah, eye stigmata.
It's
a little
like
bit.
You get jumped and all of a sudden you just have stigmata.
Right?
Yeah. That'd be interesting. So, that's the Texas horned lizard. Next, the hairy frog of Central Africa. Next, we're magically whisked away to Central Africa, everyone.
You got your game show voice
yeah, I know, right?
Fucking fleek today. Keep it going.
This hairy frog of Central Africa can crack its own toe bones.
All right,
and...
stop. That was enough. I'm just kidding.
I'm like Walt Winkleman. Fucking, hi, I'm Walt Winkleman. All right, it can crack its own toe bones and pushes them through its skin to form sharp claws.
Wolverine.
X-Men.
Like Wolverine.
It already is hairy, and then it cracks its toes.
The Wolverine frog?
The Wolverine frog.
I like that idea.
Yeah, who named this? Maybe. Oh, Wolverine probably wasn't like around when they invented this frog or discovered this frog.
Dude, that's awesome. What's the name of that thing? I gotta look up pictures.
The hairy frog of Central Africa.
It's a frog that has claws, bone claws?
Yeah, well, it breaks its bones and shoves them through like a
fucking
bone.
That's fucking amazing.
Glove.
Okay, but so, does it have hair?
It does. It says it's a hairy frog. It has like a fine hair, and, okay. And it pops its bone through.
Because if it didn't have hair and it just popped its bones through its skin to have claws, then whoever named that species is a complete idiot.
Yeah, right. I just saw your mouth gape open wide. Are you looking at a picture of this TNT?
Yeah. You know what? I thought they're not as impressive as I thought, but it is pretty. It's more like Sabretooth because he gets them on like the ends of his fingers.
Oh, like instead of it coming out of like the knuckle, it comes out the end.
Well, it comes out like the bottom part of its fingers. So I'm assuming that it could probably use them to climb as well. It has, like, a bone in its finger that looks like a scorpion tail, and it just kind of, like, clips down, like, a little tiny, like, half a centimeter claw comes out.
A cat claw coming out of a paw.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's still awesome.
I just pictured, like imagine, like, us, like, just cracking and just shoving them through the flesh. Like, it's like, clack, and you're just like, oh, fucking bone chalice.
Those sound effects really help the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd knows what's going on. What, Trotch?
Oh, I was just laughing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something. All right. The next one is a newt. It's the Spanish ribbed newt.
Rib for her pleasure?
Ha ha! See? I told you were going to make the joke. You said...
That was topical.
Yeah, the horny frog was, too, and you blamed me and said I was putting phalluses in your mouth.
Oh, wow. All right. What does this fucking newt do?
Okay. So this rib newt, it has like a row of spikes kind of on either side of its body like that are natural in its skin. But if it feels threatened, It then jams its rib bones through its flesh on each side of its body. Basically, like, so if anything tries to grab it, it, like, Wolverine claws his ribs through his ribs.
Oh, so that's Marrow. That's an X-Man. He's that, like, fucking, these are all X-Men tropes. Yeah, that's Marrow.
So basically, the guy who liked the X-Men was really into, like, animals. Like, animals who could protect themselves well. He's like, what's the next X-Men? I want a, the guy who can make himself invisible, like a chameleon.
Is there a guy that can do it?
Isn't Nightshade?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nightcrawler, he can teleport.
Oh, okay.
Are there any animals that can teleport?
The next one, the teleporting blubber whale of New England. No. So
what does it do with the bone stuff?
The newt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just forces them out. I think it just pulls them back in, and then so it's not really, I think those little bumps must be like a open wound all the time. I don't know. Not like open, but like maybe there's a hole there so it protrude.
Have like inner chakra to help it heal? Like
Kimibaro? Yeah. It has a lot of chakras, dude.
Is it?
Lots of chakras. These newts and chakras go hand in hand.
Are all of them raised by Mochiraru?
Probably. Okay. I don't know what that is, but yes. I would just say yes.
Somebody got it, maybe.
I did not. I'm not that cool, I guess.
I kind of got it, so I'm with.
Oh, did you? What is that? Okay, let's elaborate the. Let's go.
Don't put Chach on the spot.
I'm not going to explain.
I'm not Chach. I'm asking you.
You want to ask me? It was a Naruto.
I got you.
It was a Naruto.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing I can tell you is I've been watching some anime lately, so that's about.
Chach, are you watching Naruto?
I've watched some of the movies.
Chach, we're gonna totally fucking dork out after.
You guys are so fucking cool. I don't even know if I can contain
myself.
There's
nothing wrong with anime, Jonas.
I never said that it was. I said you guys were cool.
You're going to watch some anime.
Yeah, I've watched the...
Oh, are you? Oh, boy.
I've watched some Naruto. I've watched... My favorite right now is probably like One Punch Man.
That is like the best.
One Punch Man?
It is so good. If there was anything... If I was going to actually like force you to watch anime, I would start you on One Punch Man.
That reminds me of like Doomfist from Overwatch. One Punch Man?
A little bit.
Is it kind of the same deal? He's one big fist and he punches people?
There's actually a One Punch Man reference in Overwatch.
Oh, really? I have seen Fist of the North Star. And I've seen Ninja classic. Scroll. And I've seen...
That's the one everybody's seen.
Yeah. And, I think that's it. Those two.
Dude, Fist of the North Star
was neat when I was like 15.
One Punch Man is amazing.
All right,
but
let's get back to the animals who can defend themselves.
Is there any One Punch lizards?
One Punch Termite.
Also, I've watched Full Metal Alchemist, and that's probably where those terms came to me the most.
Ooh,
talking about
chakra
and stuff like that. But
all right, we're done with anime on the Crazy Town podcast.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't want to do an anime podcast?
No, I'm good. I can't be that cool, guys.
I didn't know you were racist.
Yes. That's because anime watchers are a race. That's right. I forgot. I'm born from the anime, man.
Oh, they have cons and stuff?
Yeah, because cons are always cool.
SawCon is my
favorite.
I would
go to SawCon.
Yeah, I bet you would go to suck on there, man.
All right. Give me
the next animal. Give me the next. We're getting off topic.
We are definitely getting off topic with all this anime. Got an anime boner over there, the size of a Goodyear blimp.
U.S.
All right. There's a termite that it's found in French Guiana rainforest. So what they do is if they feel their colony is in trouble, they send the old termites. The ones who are past their prime, out to see what's going on.
I hear gunfire. Go outside, Grandpa.
Yeah, right. Hey, what's going on out there? Grandpa, go check it out. Right. Like, you don't want to send, like, the young virile man out there.
Honestly, it makes a lot of sense.
So what happens is, when they go out there, they expand their abdomen until it ruptures and they explode.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yes. They send Grandpa on a suicide mission to defend the colony.
Wow.
He basically, over time, termites develop toxic crystals that produce glands in their abdomen. Produced by glands in their abdomen. This is this brand. Species.
Brand
of termite. Yeah, the Ajax brand termite. Okay. It's like Acme from the Looney Tunes. Fucking, yeah, exploding termites. Over time, they develop toxic crystals. When they mix with saliva, it creates a toxic liquid that explodes on enemies, paralyzing them and killing the termite.
All right, I got one question.
All right.
Like, how many years of research did it take for these termites to come up with this tactic? Like, I just don't understand.
Oh, like, how'd they figure out they could
do this? Yeah, like, really? Because that's one of those things, like...
How do humans figure out the weird shit they can do? They're bored. But, like, it's like the ultimate figure out because you kill yourself. They're all like, man, I got these things forming in my abdomen. What if I put my spit on them? Boom.
And then they're like, oh, shit.
They paralyzed all their friends. And Larry, like, just fucked up. Holy fuck. They're like, Gary, just they just help us figure it out. Gary.
His name is Larry.
What?
His name is Larry.
Gary.
Larry.
Larry? Larry the termite?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Oh, okay, that's right. So then after that, they were like, oh, next time we mix the saliva with them, we'll go out next to, like,
but
the...
they're stupid animals. It sounds good coming, like, from a sentient being, but these are termites.
I mean, how does a guy figure out he can, like... put a lamp in his ass or something. He's bored.
I'm the guy that has to be censored. So, like, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to me that these termites, I mean, sure, they've been on the planet for hundreds of millions of years or whatever the fuck. But, like, how did they figure out that this was the thing to do? And then enough ingenuity to come up with the idea of send the exploding termites out as the first line of defense.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of evolution, man. Like, everybody, like, ants have, like, something. Bees. Yeah. Bees have a similar, you know, they send out bees to do bee things.
Dude, it's weird.
Dude, I saw a video online yesterday with this guy, and he fucking was pulling a hornet's nest out of, like, a shed. And it was, like, literally, it was built on the ground. And he had on the beekeeper uniform, but he had, like, the camera set up pointing into the doorway. And the entire time, all you heard was, it was fucking hornets attacking the camera. Like, and then he literally, the nest was built into the wall and ground. It was like not inside the wall. It was like he was pulling shit out of the nest, like a bucket and random shit. He literally grabbed a piece of the nest that was as big as like a fucking, oh my God, dude, bigger than like a toaster oven. And he was like, oh, this is all a nest. And he just like threw it out of the shed. And he's like, look at all these queens. I was like, oh, I would have shit my pants.
I was going to say, where is that video from? Like, where does that guy live?
We'll say Florida.
Oh,
don't
tell me that.
Florida.
Definitely Florida. Sorry.
No, I don't know. He didn't say where he was from.
It's Florida.
I mean, yeah, dude, that's fucked up. There's a lot of like scary fucking bugs down here. But like, I don't want to know about like.
Meadows.
Like, a raid of fucking hornets.
Venomous hornets.
Yeah, like fucking attack yourself hornets.
Teleporting venomous hornets with razor claws.
Hornets with razor claws. Yeah. I fucking hate bees so much.
Really?
Oh, I fucking hate
them. I don't hate them.
Hate them.
Wow, okay.
Hate. I don't hate a lot of things. I hate bees.
Really?
Fuck them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're,
that's how I feel about them. Hagfish eels, everybody.
Sorry, all of our bee listeners out
there.
Hey,
anyone who hives bees, good for you, man. You're doing the cause.
Yeah.
We need honey, right?
Well, you probably just lost us, like, yeah. 10% of our viewership.
Yeah, we have a big beekeeper community fucking that listens to the Crazy Town podcast, of course.
This motherfucker hates free enterprise.
I know. All right. Hagfish eels. They slime their enemies.
I've heard of these.
So basically what happens is when they feel in danger, they emit a slime out of their body that when mixed with the water around them forms a gelatinous goo.
Ew.
So what that ends up doing, though, if it either traps their predators or if it's like a fish or something with gills, that slime clogs their gills and kills them, suffocates them. So it's like, oh, you want to fuck with me? You're dead. And he gets away. Like, how fucked up is that?
It can just secrete mucus.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely an X-Men that does that. Toad, I think. Dude, these are all X-Men animals, dude.
They are.
You should have just named it that.
X-Men animals. I should have. I could have been more clever. That's what, like, in the title, it'll say X-Men animals. Yeah. And people will be like, oh, I want to know what an X-Men is. Oh, that tricky Jonas.
So they're all mutants. They're all mutants.
Yeah, they're all mutants.
They're mutants.
All right, then.
And we're the Sentinels.
Of course we have this one. The possum. The opossum, depending.
Possums don't do shit but, like, hiss
no,
at you.
No, it says, okay, possums play dead, to prevent attackers or whatever. But what I didn't know when I read this article, that playing dead is involuntary. when they get scared and under stress, they fall into a comatose state that can last for hours. They can't control it.
Really?
And so it, and the fear also causes them to emit a death-like stench as well. So, like, they get scared, they basically, like, shit themselves and are paralyzed.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought they just played dead. It's like, they can't help it.
Wow.
Hey, there's an X-Man that does that, too. I'm pretty...
Who plays dead and shits their pants? Is that Professor X?
Nice!
No, but it,
what do you mean?
It does sound like something like Deadpool would do.
No, man, we need more handicapped humor on the show. Aww, that was great.
That wasn't
it was, dude, because his legs don't work.
Oh, is that? That's not even old.
He plays all right.
Here's the last one. I'm sure. I love how you laugh the hardest at like the most raw material.
Oh my god!
All right, this last one, the sea cucumber.
Okay, I've heard of these guys,
too. It can regenerate lost body parts like a starfish or a sea urchin.
These things just look like a log of shit, too.
Kind
of,
yeah.
They're gross.
So it says, what happens is, when they get fear, they shoot their internal organs out of their body through their anus at their predator. The organs are sticky and expel a toxic chemical that can kill predators. So they basically shit their organs out at whoever's attacking.
Haven't you ever seen Jackass?
No, did they do that
did
in
they
Jackass?
Do that?
I think it was Steve-O and Chris Pontius grabbed two sea cucumbers and acted like they were jerking themselves off with them, and they have these like these little like streamers that come out of them.
Tachi, you're ruining the highbrow show.
Hey man, this is a family friendly show.
You can't hate me because I'm cultured and I watch movies.
Cultured.
Was it Wild Boys or was it Jackass?
I want to say it was Jackass 2.
Oh, okay,
that's crazy.
Motherfucker.
I never saw that.
I saw it, but I don't remember. I vaguely remember. It sounds like something the Jackass guys would do for sure. So. But guys, that's all I got for the X-Men animals.
X-Men animals.
What do you think? What would be the best way for a human to defend themselves like this? If we could mutate ourselves to defend ourselves in a weird ass way, what would you want to do? Would you be able to shit your organs out? Would you want to be able to protrude your ribs from your body? Would you like to be able to rip your arm off and make it glow? Shoot blood out of your eyes? Play dead. Or what was the other one? Shoot slime that could cover and it wouldn't
mucus.
Like really do the same thing. Or I think that's all.
Chachi, what kind of defense?
Which
would
one
you
out
want?
Of the ones we picked? Which one would you want to be able to do to defend yourself, Chachi?
I would have to go with the shoot blood out your eyes because that's absolutely terrifying.
Dude, you're not getting any dates.
Well, you don't, it's not like blood is on you. Oozing out of your eyes all the time.
I'm assuming there's probably some leakage.
It's a defense mechanism.
It's like, it's not a lactation. It's just a fucking...
You're going to town on your wedding night because I know neither one of you would have sex until you were married. And you're going at it on your wedding night. And then you just like, and you shoot blood all over her face. And like, come on. Yeah.
That'd be scary. Imagine like the girl's on top and all of a sudden you get too excited. You just start shooting blood like a fountain.
Yeah, there's somebody listening with the biggest heart on right now.
I know. Right? What about you, TNT? Which one would you
pick? I'm not taking one from the list. I want what the porcupines do. I want to be able to like make my hair into like super sharp spikes and shit.
Okay, if you had to pick one off the list, because that was the question.
Well, I'm told you.
You're
I don't
like, fuck you and your list.
Yeah, this is. You want to. I'm a regular on the show. I get to make rules, so that's the one I'm taking is porcupine shit. What do you take? You can take one off the list.
I like your idea.
You want to shit fucking your organs out?
No.
I'm wondering if they die after that, though. Cause...
No, I don't think so. They regen. They said they regen, like starfish.
Okay.
So if you could just shoot your intestines
I don't think they would die, seeing that it's a defense mechanism. If they did die, then it would just be... The way they die, it wouldn't be a defense.
I feel like you can only defend yourself like once every like 90 days or some shit. Like, come on.
You
can't be shitting my organs out every other day.
Like, once every life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I would like to explode my abdomen, but I don't want to die afterwards. Like, if someone walks up, starts talking shit, my abdomen would explode at them. but then I didn't die, that would be fucking freaky.
There's an X-Man that does that too.
His abdomen just explodes? Is he Spider-Man? Da, 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 get it? All right, guys. I'm going to wrap this segment up about these animals, and we will be right back on the season finale of the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And we are back on the season finale episode of the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas, TNT Dynamite, and Schatzmeier.
Yep.
Guys.
Yep. Yes.
We're gonna talk about life's hard pills to swallow. And basically what this is, it's statements that sometimes people don't realize are true as fuck about life, but it's what people don't want to hear about life. We've talked about – last time I think we had talked about sayings that are total bullshit. This is just things that are true about life, but people sometimes are – I don't know if they want to pretend they aren't true. But we'll go through them. We'll kind of quick hit on them. I don't want to spend too much time talking about any of them. Let's get a little bit of an opinion. Number one, your body wears down over time.
No shit.
Take care of your back, knees, and teeth.
All right.
That's it, man. You're fucking, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, dude, you think?
You heard them, kids. Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of people
town.
Think they're invincible, man. They eat whatever they want. They fucking don't take care of themselves. And they become, then they're like, you know, 40 years old and they can't get out of bed.
Okay. All right.
You know?
All right. Some nice little wholesome hints for life, some life hacks.
Yeah, life hacks. Like,
don't fucking do backflips in the street.
Oh, that's a common thing kids are doing these days. Doing unpadded backflips on the city streets again. Yeah. God damn you, motherfucking kids. Number two.
All right.
People usually don't care about you as much as you care about them.
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty deep because I don't give a fuck about anybody.
They're like, if I don't give a fuck about anybody, then what the fuck is that?
Yeah, they fucking really
No,
don't
I just
give
think
a
that a lot
me.
Of people... They assume that, you know, if they give a fuck about somebody, like, and they're always willing to help out their whoever, that will always be reciprocated no matter what. And then if someone doesn't help them, they get fucking butthurt, man. They like, yeah. Oh, man, I've always helped so-and-so do whatever, and now they're fucking not going to help me do this.
So the key is never love.
what I'm really getting at is don't love or care about anyone.
Yeah, see, I know it. They know it.
Yeah, that's very true. They know it. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, TNT's so right.
I broke down barriers right now.
Once you shut down your heart to love, the world opens up an entirely different place.
It really does.
I've been working on that over the last few months.
It really does.
So there's a side note to this one. You know, everybody's like always like, well, I mean, I'm not. I don't think any of us are. But there's a lot of people who are super self-conscious about like everything. They're like, oh, I can't go outside in a tank top because people are going to notice I have flabby arms or just any dumb shit like that. The truth of it is people really don't give a fuck. Like, you are essentially a side character in everyone else's life. You're like an NPC in an RPG game to everyone else. Like, if you're at the gym in a shirt that's too tight, do you think anybody really gives a fuck that you're at the gym in a shirt that's too tight and you can see your fucking stomach?
Nope.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
You care 10 times more than anyone else.
That's that, there was a, when I took psychology, there was a term for that, like imaginary audience or some shit, I think it was. It's like if you see somebody driving a shitty car, like, can you remember the person that was driving that shitty car? You like still laughing at yourself to this day from that time you saw the guy who had a black door and a red door on his car and the fucking like the, and obviously had been in an accident. You don't remember any of that.
No.
It depends on how shitty and how funny the situation was.
Okay, I'll give you that.
We remember the car.
If it's particularly shitty, but I'm not thinking about the person.
Sometimes the person is tied into that.
Oh, God damn it, he's right.
Like, you see this shitty car, and then you see this total douchebag driving it.
Yeah, or like a fucking drag queen or something. Like, if I saw a drag queen driving around in, like, a jalopy with, like, a fucking Ford Mustang front end and, like, a Hummer backy, I'm going to remember that for life.
Well,
I mean, honestly, like, I remember I was working at the liquor store, and I went outside to have a cigarette, and I saw a car drive by that had no doors on it at all. Like, not, you know, not like a Jeep, you know, like literally a like, I want to say it was a Cavalier, And dude is wearing just boxers.
Love it. You'll remember that for Josh, you're totally fucking destroying my
theory. No, but like he's not like running around telling like hundreds of people.
Yeah, like every day of his life, his goal is to tell as many people about this guy. He doesn't even know the guy's name. No. Like he's like John Smith.
Even though you just told hundreds of
people. But honestly, that image burns into your brain.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true.
Like you're talking about those situations right now, and I'm recalling that because that image was burned
right
in my brain.
But until I brought it up, it wasn't part of your everyday knowledge. Like, you didn't think about it every day.
I try not to think about things like that.
He
has to force himself not to think about it.
I do think about it. I have to consciously try not to think about it.
Chachi is an outlier, all right? Most of the time, people don't give a fuck if you came to work in a wrinkled T-shirt, all
right?
Right,
right.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Get confidence, basically.
Yeah, be confident.
Anyways, that ties right into this. As much as people say they don't, you are judged by strangers immediately by your gender, your race, the way you dress, your voice, your height, your body type. Whether they know you or not, they do judge you. That's the first – we're all judged by our physical aspects.
That's true.
So as much as they don't give a fuck if your belly hangs out in the shirt, if your belly's so big that it's like dragging on the ground, they're going to judge you a little bit for that.
Yeah, and call me, by the way, if it does.
No. So, Jesus.
So these statements are just contradicting each other.
No, this is a different.
No.
No, it's not that.
It's saying that everybody's judgmental, but in the end, nobody remembers you.
Yeah, everyone's judgmental, but no one really gives a fuck.
Exactly.
Like,
okay.
It's not, like, you know, but you know, with that being said, sometimes, I mean, I guess it does in a way because some people are really superficial. Like, they see someone, they won't know that
person. It has to be an extreme example.
I guess that's the truth. Because, like, yeah, if you're just, like, a little bit chubby or you're, like, on my 600-pound life, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
For people to judge you for your body type.
On the same end of the spectrum, like, if you are an attractive woman, people tend to treat you differently just because you're attractive.
That's true. And if you're, like, if you're a small person and you're 2 foot tall, people just
call me.
Tend to call you. I mean, you automatically are like, oh, my God, that guy's super small. Or if you're, like, 8 fucking foot tall, people are like, oh, my God, look at that fucking giant-ass dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, hey, you know, own yourself.
That's
true. Because everyone's going to look at you and think what they want to think.
You know, I actually utilize a little bit of that in my own favor because a lot of times I tend to go outside and I dress a little street, I guess, a little urban in my dress.
Yes.
But then like once you talk to me and, you know, you start to realize it's like, oh. Maybe you can judge a book by its cover. I try
gotcha.
To break down those walls.
So, like, yeah, so people see the urban dress and they assume, like, the urban lifestyle, the urban nomenclature, all of that.
I've been asked if I was a rapper before.
Just by the way that you dressed?
Then
you pull out some big fucking TNT dynamite. And they're like,
No, I work in the medical industry, thank you. Anyway.
Yeah. I just like to dress like
you're
this.
Like, I'm sorry that I have style.
Thanks, Josh.
I'm sorry my swag has made you judge me to be who I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get my swag all over your judgment?
You should say that next time anybody comments on it. That would be awesome. All right, another one. People are not always who you think they are.
Ever.
Ever. Just because you think you know somebody, it doesn't mean you know them, man. When shit hits the fan, people do fucked up shit. Or people are fucking backstabbing assholes.
Yeah.
Ask any. This tends to happen more with females, I think, than men, because like you'll see a lot of females that'll be like, "Oh my god, I trusted Susan so much, and the minute that I told her that I had a whatever, she went and told everybody, and she's such a bitch." And guys, like I'll tell, like I can tell like TNT like a dark secret, and he'd be like, "So what the fuck did you tell me about that?" And I would know he would forget it 8 seconds later,
That's
and it would
so
never come
true.
Back up.
Yeah, man, it's not that – I don't know. Like, is that people taking too much stock in these fucking minute relationships that they have, or is that other people just not giving a shit about you?
I think it ties back into people don't care about you as much as you care about them, maybe.
Yeah, or does it tie back into
– Possibly.
Stop caring. Stop loving everyone.
Stop caring as much. And look, I actually like Jonas. Like he's a pretty cool guy. I give him shit, but he's a nice guy. He has a little salt issue, obviously.
Hey,
I'm trying to work on the salt content in his diet, but you know, he's an all right guy. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like the biggest gift I can give to him is that right to be forgotten. If you tell me something secret, I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't like my own business getting out there.
Right,
so.
Right. Exactly. But all right. And to go along with that one, another one is people will not always treat you like you treat them, which kind of ties back into a lot of those other things.
They don't, though.
Yeah.
What?
They don't.
No. Because, like, well, I mean, I try to treat everybody with respect in the way I would like to be treated. But, like, you know, the golden rule, treat everybody as you like to be treated. But then, like, people are fucking dicks. I mean, that's just basically the bottom line of it, right?
I don't know if everybody wants the same thing as well.
That's true. How I would want to be treated isn't that. Yeah. What if you, TNT, like to be treated like garbage?
Yeah.
So you treat everybody like garbage because that's how you want to be treated.
Call me.
So, you know, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
This one hits real hard for some people.
Oh. Yeah.
Sometimes your best just isn't enough.
You guys suck.
You know, sometimes no matter how hard you fucking try, you're just not good enough.
Is this a political thing? Or
no,
are you speaking to
our down. I mean, like, as much as I want to be an NBA player, I don't have the height or the skill to make it happen.
I mean, you could get the skill.
I don't have the height.
How old are you? You're
I'm like, in my early 20s.
Okay, you're about 30. So you're in your 30s. So, yeah, you could still get into the NFL, NBA.
I said NBA.
You could do that,
There's
too.
There's only 12 guys per team, man. Dude, I mean, I got a good chance.
How long is 10,000 hours? How many days is that?
Well, let's figure it. If I start tomorrow in 24 hours a day for 10,000 days straight, I practice.
You could be LeBron.
I'll be so old.
You could be LeBron.
There's an A squad and a B squad. You know, there's probably even a C squad. So I mean,
there's the D league for the NBA. That's you know, I kind of feel bad that the minor leagues of the NBA is called the D league.
Why is it called? What is that? It's developmental.
It's for developmental. Yeah. But like, if you think of like grades, they're like grade D players, like lower than college. They're just like, well, you went to college, you couldn't make it in the pros. Let's throw you in the D league.
Hey, well, 90% of us are sitting in the F league.
Yeah, right. I'm in the fucking double F league.
Right.
All right, the cupcake version of this.
The cupcake version?
For people who can't take the truth that they're not just good enough.
Okay, yeah.
You can't always be the best, but you can always do your best.
Oh, my God. Fucking shoot me. Don't you ever say anything like that to our viewers again.
We aren't that type of show, Jonas.
Yeah, we're here to demoralize.
Here's the next one. Some people will not like you no matter how much you like them or want them to be your friend.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, no matter how, but I guess the turn of that is if you like someone and want them to be your friend and they don't care or don't fucking want to reciprocate, why do you give a fuck? Why do you want them to be your friend so bad that you're trying to get them to be your friend?
I don't know. I think it's pretty natural that we all want to be liked.
That's true, I guess.
But there are some, I tend to like most people, but there are some people that are just so annoying and they just don't get it and they're socially inept and I'm just like,
they're just hard to like.
Yeah.
Chat, you know any people that are hard to like besides Jonas and TNT?
Obviously.
Yeah. Half the people in your Xbox Live parties are fucking fit that description.
All the fucking toxic Overwatch players I encounter.
Remember the fucking state that I live in. So, like, pretty much 90% of the people down here.
Oh, you do live in Florida. Chach, okay, we talk a lot about Florida on the podcast. Yeah. Chach lives in Florida. He experiences it every single day.
Chach, is there, like, lava in the streets? Or is it, like, constant just fucking raining of frogs and acid?
No, there's just...
That's what I
swear, there's something off with these people. Like, I used to think, like...
These people!
Yeah.
So you're one of them now.
Yeah, no. you know, Trash, no. You've been there for enough years that you become one.
No.
You're basically
in the water,
Florida,
bro.
No, I don't talk
Floridian.
Like them. I don't.
Wow.
I'm so not.
That was the most racist thing I've ever heard. That
racist?
I don't talk like these people.
I'm the one that calls racism. Look, just
Trash is from regionalism.
regionally.
Yeah. Tosh is from the same area of Ohio that we are from, so we do have it's difficult.
And we used to think where we were from was fucked up. No. There's a whole state like that. It's called Florida.
It basically is like
you
one
think
big
Ohio's
ass
crazy. Go live in Florida for 2 years.
It basically is a big ass tribula.
Number whatever number. You will be betrayed in your life, probably by someone you never expected to betray you. A2 Brute?
I don't know if I've ever been betrayed.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been betrayed. Ah! Oh.
You ever had a girl cheat on you?
Maybe.
What the fuck? Yeah, okay.
I don't know for sure, but possibly.
Oh, okay. I see. So, yeah.
I mean, that's betrayal, but that's like a love betrayal. That's not like a, like, friendship.
If so, the bitch never told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever have either. Probably.
Like, has anyone ever, like...
Err on the side of caution and say, yeah, that nobody cares.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it does happen. I mean, people who you think are your friends end up not being your friends, you know? It happens. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like this one a lot. This fits all of us pretty
well.
Yeah,
it's nice and depressing so far. So yeah, I know. Let's keep
dude,
it going.
Dude, they were hard pills to swallow, bro. They weren't life's happy pills. It wasn't like, you get a cake on your birthday. Like, fuck, dude, you don't. Oh, that's another one. You don't always get a cake on your birthday. Your birthday isn't special. No one gives a fuck. That isn't one of these, but that's true. Especially as you get older. Once mom and grandma stop giving you fucking puppies and rainbows and kittens for your birthday... You get
I never
old.
Got any of that shit.
I never got any of that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I like this one.
All right. Let's see.
You do not get to decide whether you are an asshole or not.
Mm.
If you're an asshole, is totally 100% decided on everyone else.
That is so true.
It is.
That is so true. This always reminds me, like, I use this shit all the time when I'm talking to people. I'm like, Eminem put it the best when he said, "You are whatever they say you are."
Right, absolutely.
I am whatever you say I am. So if I'm an asshole, guess what? To you, I'm an asshole, and to some other people, I'm going to be an asshole.
Well, right. Well, just I mean that we're, it's so true because that's how like you can meet people who are like, "Oh my god, you don't want to talk to Susan? She's such a bitch." And then you hang out with Susan, you're like, "Susan is fucking awesome. I love
Susan's cool, man. I don't mind Susan."
Right? Yeah. Well, because it's you know, I mean, that's like, I mean, some people meet you and they'll tell people that they know that you're a creep, and no one else in your life thinks that you're a creep.
So, you are pretty creepy. I mean, yeah, some people are creepy.
Yeah. Right. You
not,
know,
not just
like,
you.
It's well, I mean, you can even think you're an asshole, but if other people don't think you're being an asshole, you're not. You're just not nice.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever people say you are is what you are. You can always, like, reboot your image, of course.
You can. I mean, if you relocate, like, if you're tired of everyone thinks you're a fucking piece of shit, move somewhere else and be nice. People you meet won't think you're a piece of shit unless you're truly a piece of shit.
Yeah, or just stop hanging out with people who don't appreciate your
style of humor.
Your intricacies, your personality type.
Yeah, that's true. All right. This one is very depressing. You ready for this one, Chach?
Sure.
Every single relationship you have, friendship or other, family, etc., is going to end with one of you dying or one of you leaving.
Wow.
And the lesson is never try.
The lesson is don't love anyone. See how these all come full circle? Trying to be subliminally teaching people not to care about other people.
Dude, most of these hard pills to swallow I've fucking had as a part of my daily regime, like on a daily basis. Like, I wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, take a couple of these pills, and I'm off on my way.
They're like, well, let's take the not love anybody pill. Everyone I know is going to die pill.
Right. My doctor prescribed these months ago.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that's kind of fucked up to think about it like that. Like, wow, it's so true, though. It really is. Everyone you know, either, like, they're just going to leave and you'll never talk to them again, or they're going to die, or you'll die.
And there's a pretty good chance you're going to die alone. Is that on the list?
No, but that's very true.
In the
very end, you usually will end up alone.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. There is always someone better than you at something. No matter how good you think you are, you're usually never the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's always a best at something, but eventually someone's going to be better than you.
Yeah.
So even like Tiger Woods, who is the best in the world, like by far at golf forever, now he can't even barely make the cut half the time.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that was because he got done having side pieces. So once he started cheating on his wife,
the power,
his golf game went way down.
The power of strange vagina was really giving
the power
him
of fucking Denny's waitresses. Fucking.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know there's somebody always better. Like, it's kind of like the lottery if you're like the world's best at something. Because there's, like, billions of people on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you probably have as good of a shot to be the world's best at something as you do to win the lottery.
Yeah, probably less, honestly.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. This one, I mean, this is another hard-hitting one. No one else is going to change your life for you. If you want to change your fucking life. Because no one else is going to make it happen but you.
See, that's borderline motivational. It's like some hard-hitting.
Yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow, but like
fucking D. West off of Sally Jesse Raphael type of
those red-framed glasses. Yeah. I used to always think of her as a Ninja Turtle when I was a kid because her name was Raphael.
She had red glasses too, funny enough.
Yeah, that's where they took it from. It's like the X-Men, but they stole Sally Jesse Raphael's personality. Because there's so many people that just like want to complain and be like, oh, man, I hate fucking whatever. And then you're like, well, why don't you just do this instead? And they're like, oh, it's so hard to do that. And you're like, but you're not – if you don't do it, your fucking friends aren't going to, like, do it for you. Like,
yeah, procrastination takes over a lot.
Yeah, I think that's it too. Oh, God, here's another fucking – whew. Another really fucking hard one to swallow.
Is it going to be your dick isn't as big as you think it is? Because you can't take that from me.
Dick joke.
You can't take that from me.
Can't take my dick from me. The best part of your entire life may have already happened. Life doesn't
it's all downhill
get
from here, buddy.
Age.
It's all downhill.
So, yeah, you know, like those guys who peaked in high school? That's a legit thing, man. Like, the best time of your life could have been when you were the star quarterback of the football team, and you never have an enjoyable life that like you had back then.
Wow. Now, that's a little rough.
That'd be fucking hard to deal with, wouldn't it?
You can make your life an enjoyable...
Well, but, like, you may consider that the best time of your life. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never again get to a point where you're like, you know what? This is the best my life's ever been.
This is why I don't get caught up in reminiscing. This is why I don't get caught up in, like, thinking about, oh, you know, things used to be cool. And I try to myself live in the present and look toward the future and, like, what's good.
Oh, because you can only bring yourself down by living in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm never going to be 18 again.
Right. You know, there was a phrase I had never heard it before. I'd said it. Somebody I know was talking about something, and I said it. So I don't know if I created it. I don't think I ever heard it anywhere. But I said, you can't live in the past and pretend it's your future.
Yeah.
Because.
That's a good one.
Like, I think I made that up. I do. Like, years ago. Because I never heard it anywhere. Because it's true. Like, if you all you do is think about how your life used to be and think that that's what it's going to be going forward, it's not. You got to take today and make it your life moving forward.
Chachi, are you like having a revelation over there?
No, I'm just
no,
just taking it all in.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
You know, when I was the star quarterback of the high school football,
that never happened.
I did. I could throw a football quarter mile like Uncle Rico
right over those mountains over there.
All right. Doing everything right doesn't guarantee you'll be successful. Sometimes you can do everything that you, in quotes, need to do, and you still end up fucking average.
That one was curated especially for you.
Me? Yeah, I know, right? I've tried to do everything right, and I ended up in the shit house. I don't know. I'm just saying that. I'm trying to relate to everybody else.
I mean, like, even when we're trying to, like, set up shit on the Xbox and, like, you're like, I don't know why this program isn't working. I'm doing everything right. And I'll be like, just because we did everything that we thought was right doesn't mean that it's going to work.
No, that's very true.
Outside
man.
Of our wheelhouse. Neither one of us are, like, tech mogul millionaires.
I am a tech. I'm not a mogul, but I'm very tech appropriate.
Maybe like a Trek.
A Trekkie?
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Yeah, well, you're closer to that than you are a tech.
You're a liar. I have a tech degree.
Do you?
Yeah, bro. I went to
school
for tech.
Tell the people at home about your tech degree.
I went to school for computer fucking networking and shit. But I know how to fucking do shit, man. I know. Okay. I got some business acumen. Okay. I got some technology acumen. Yeah, bro. When I say that shit, it ain't just pulling it out my – I ain't shooting my knowledge out my anus. I got some education behind that.
Well, why don't you go make us some millions of dollars?
Because I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I want to live in average means, you know? I don't want to – I mean, we make millions from the podcast. But
yeah, like, thank you for all your donations, by the way.
Yeah, millions of dollars. Okay.
Literally nothing.
Sometimes you will be the villain in someone's life, no matter if you want to or not.
Yeah, that's so true.
It really is.
I heard somebody say the other day, like, you remember that kid that used to bully you in school? It was, they were saying, like, to you, he was your antagonist, but to him, you might have been his antagonist, or there might have been other people antagonizing him to even, like, act the way he was acting. It was like, everybody's the hero of their own story.
Right, right. Yeah, your life, you're the hero. You know what I mean? Yeah, but there's going to be a villain. You know, even some fucking asshole cuts you off in their car, and then it causes you to get in a shitty mood, and you get in a fight with somebody. Not like a physical fight, but like, you know, it, like, everything can – the ultimate – catalyst of that was that asshole cutting you off that shifted your mindset or whatever, or somebody fucking cuts in front of you in line, somebody steals the last fucking cantaloupe when you need to bring it home, you go home and your wife kicks you out the house.
Wow. All right, that sounded like a personal story.
Like the Christmas episode we talked about, there was a lady who sent her husband to go get beer at the store, and the store was closed on Christmas Eve, and he came home and didn't have beer, and she stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel.
She wasn't right in her mind.
Right. Like, what if he grabbed the last 40 of OE and he came home and she fucking stabbed him because TNT Dynamite grabbed the last 40 and Jonas comes home without a 40 and his fucking crazy raging fucking girlfriend at the time breaks a squirrel and stabs him in the neck, kills him because you walked in front of me.
This is butterfly effect. We're talking about her being her in her mind. She was like, this guy didn't get what I want. He's my antagonist. I'm in the right to stab him.
Right.
Exactly. Mind you, that's crazy.
Right, but that's how she feels. That's how she feels. All right. One last one, and then we'll take a break. Some people are so broken or toxic, the best thing for you to do is cut them out of your life because they cannot be helped. Everybody wants to cure somebody's problems.
Oh, man, that's funny. We've all done it before, I'm sure.
Kept somebody around in our life longer than we should have, even though we know we should have cut them out.
Or had to cut people out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, man. Yeah. Honestly, I don't feel like, you know, like, you got to bring something to the table.
Yeah. You know? Well, if you're basically sucking all my life energy and not restoring any life energy to me, then what the fuck is the point of me hanging out with you? You can be cool as fuck, but if you're a drain on my life, like, what do I need you around for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know how that goes?
I'm so antisocial.
You are. He's like, this comes back to
it. Just
don't love anyone.
It's just like, are those relationships even worth it? Like,
yeah.
You're going to die alone.
If you keep people in your life who are positive and make you feel good about life and whatever, like, not necessarily, like, even like friends, like, isn't their job to make you feel good, but when you interact with them, when you talk to them, when you hang out with them, you walk away with a positive experience 9 times out of 10. That's great. But like, if you even people who are in bad relationships, in a relationship, it's great. It starts going sour. Like, you start coming home from work and your significant other immediately puts you in a terrible mood because they're fucking a super negative person, or they're not picking on you, but they talk some shit about bullshit, and they're constantly making you feel like shit. Guess what? It's probably better to end that fucking relationship and move on. Find someone who makes you happy, that makes your fucking life.
Find happiness in yourself.
Right. Don't let other people
determine
your happiness.
That's the most important thing. Sometimes you got to cut off these people so that you can find the happiness inside yourself. You need to be alone. You can't love anybody else unless you can love yourself.
That's some motivational shit. I like that.
Contrary to popular belief, even though I'm like totally like I don't really care for social interaction that much, I am a very positive individual. I try to think positively, but I got to – you know, I'm not an expert at being positive. So
you were not.
Let me find it in myself, and then I can share it with the world.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break, We're going to come back. We're going to do a couple. We got a few quick hits. And then we're going to let Chachmeyer go and play Are You Truly Urban with the Beardy Five guys. So we'll be right back with one more segment with Chachmeyer on the Crazy Town Season 2 finale episode. We are back on the season finale of Season 2 episode with TNT Dynamite, Jonas, and Chachmeyer. We're going to get into a couple quick hits real fast. First things first, though. TNT, got yourself a new car, huh?
Are we going to tell the story? Should I tell the story?
That's the quick hit.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Yo, yeah. I forgot about this.
Yeah, I did not.
I did get a new vehicle, yes.
Yes. We had an interesting, interesting thing happen. At the Crazy Town compound.
I mean, you were here, but it kind of happened to me.
It happened to you, but it was interesting because right. it happened
we,
at the
we had a little bit of intruder. Okay, I will tell a story, though. So I went to go buy a vehicle. I won't divulge what type of vehicle because I don't really feel like it's that important. It's a Nissan Altima.
It's a fucking Lamborghini.
Sensible vehicle, you know. Thank you for all the donations. But I went to go buy a vehicle, and I went to a dealership. Like any other person would, and I started to buy a vehicle. It was a 2016, and it had a certain amount of miles on it. Well, while I was sitting there in the office, and the individuals were running my credit and everything to make sure I could afford it, I was pretty sure I could. I was searching through my phone, and I found a 2017 with less miles and $4,000 cheaper than the vehicle I was looking at at the dealership.
That sounds like one hell of a fucking deal.
It sounded like one hell of a deal, right?
Right.
So they come into the office and he starts showing me, and I'm just like, honestly, at that point, I'm like, I'm really not interested anymore.
Well, I would
anymore.
Feel like I got ripped off.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the fact that they wanted to sell me this highly overpriced vehicle.
If I remember correctly, you told me it was like 20% less miles or something, right?
Yeah, like it was a significant amount.
It was a year newer, 20% less miles, and it was like 20% cheaper.
Yeah, so like I did feel kind of taken, but I mean, honestly, look, if you want to put shit on your store shelves for way more than it's worth, that's fine, but I have the right not
from
to
paying
shop
there. Moonlighter, we know that.
Yeah, I have a right not to shop at your store, so.
Absolutely.
So I get a phone call, and then I go outside, and then I'm like, should I even go back in here and tell these guys I'm not interested? I'm like, fuck that. I'm just going to leave because I don't fucking care. And honestly, if I leave your shop, you know, I have
the
right.
Well, that's like, I mean, that's like you went to, like, Walmart. You started, like, putting some, like, fucking ice and chips and whatever, and your buddy calls. He's like, hey, dude, I already picked up all that shit. You leave the cart,
yeah,
and you walk out.
Yeah. So I left. I came back home, and I had every intention on going to the other dealership the next day. I did get a few phone calls and a few text messages.
Like a few? How many are you talking?
I'm talking about like 5 phone calls and about 6 text messages.
Over from, how long?
From the dealership that I just left. Over 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Okay, so
ridiculous.
So within an hour of you leaving the dealership,
yeah,
this guy tried to blow up your phone 5 times with phone calls,
yeah,
and 6 text messages.
Yeah, all like, where'd you go?
Me, well,
I mean, it sounds like you were about to make a sale, and this dude was about to make bank, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
you just
did.
Vanished. Like, poof.
Right. Right, but, okay. Okay, I see where you're coming from, Chach, but
yeah,
if you were
you know, yes, you do have the right to just leave, but without telling somebody that you're not interested, that when you were completely interested,
Chach,
now
stop.
you're setting yourself up for that phone blow.
Okay, right. Okay, and then I get where you're coming from on that, Chach. But here's my thought on that process. If I was a salesman and somebody left, I would try to call them.
They did
once. I would then maybe send them a text message just saying like, "Hey, where'd you go?" And then maybe like 2 hours later, try to call them one more time.
Yeah,
but
or
if,
maybe
at
the
that,
next day.
At that point, like I think I told you this that day. What if you got? What if that phone call was your wife's in a car accident? Come to the hospital.
It could
have. You don't have time to go into the fucking dealership and tell them that you're gonna dip and go to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
And if this is blowing your fucking phone up while you're at the hospital with your wife, fuck him. You know what I mean? I would be so pissed off.
Honestly, trust me, Chach, the story gets worse. Oh, I'm not mad about the calls. I'm not mad about the text message.
But I'm just kind of putting a frame of reference together.
At
the
point where they got to the point where I would have been like, this is excessive, they stopped with the calls. Because, like I said, five or six text messages, five or six calls, I'm like, all right, it's starting to get excessive, and then they stopped.
Right. But, you know, my mindset, like I said, though, is like, what if you had an emergency?
Well, you just got to make that sale. I understand.
But what's the couth?
The point is that he was right because I didn't have an emergency.
Right.
Like, we can deal in hypotheticals, but the truth of the matter is I just fucking left.
Okay, listeners, there is more to this story, so go ahead and continue.
So I come back home, and I'm just like in my room searching online to see if I can find anything better, an even better deal, trying to look at other vehicles as well. And there's a knock at the Crazy Town compound door. So I immediately alt tab, and I'm looking at our camera system, our camera security system.
And they have a picture up in front of the camera.
Yeah. So it does a retinal scan of the guy, and it does, like, you know, fingerprints, because we're high tech in this household. And it's the same guy from the car dealership.
The fucking salesman came to the Crazy Town compound after he ignored his texts and calls.
He came into our gated Calabasas community and he knocked on our door, and I got up, I went to answer the door. And the son of a bitch had the paper in his hand saying, hey, what happened to you? Well, look, we got a good deal for you on this vehicle. How would you react, Chach? What would you do at this point? What would you do?
I don't know. I think I would have, like, at least told the person that I wasn't.
He's putting it back on you. Chach Meyer saying it's your fault.
Chach, if you go
You're
to the
talking about
store,
that dude's income. Okay, he's Chach. About to make a sale that is...
Chach.
Have you ever sold cars?
I love the devil's advocate Chach is bringing to this episode.
Have you ever Chach. Sold cars?
Chach, get to your point. I'm going to let you get to
have
your
you
point.
Ever,
you know I've never sold
ever,
a... You know I've never sold all right, a car!
All right, let me just rephrase it. Have you ever worked at a solely commission-based job?
Chach, you know, yes, I have.
Okay, so you know how important that sale is.
I sold shoes, Chach. Okay.
So obviously, that dude was that desperate to make that sale because maybe he's...
Does that make him right for coming to my crib?
You gave him your address.
Trying to...
Because he had to. He didn't, like, say, hey, buddy, here's my address.
I had to in order for him to run my credit.
Exactly.
My point...
That's how interested you were in buying that car, is you gave him all that information...
And then you just... If I walk into a McDonald's and I say, I'll have a number one, and then I'm like, you know what, never mind, I'm going to go to Taco Bell. And then I go home. They don't come to my door with a Big Mac and a Big Mac in a sack. Like, hey, I thought you want this Big Mac. You don't want this Big Mac now?
I said, you're talking about a $2 sale to somebody who doesn't give a shit compared to, like, a couple $1,000 sale to somebody who that's his income.
Yeah, but you know what? In Texas, they have a stand your ground law. So if somebody's on your property,
they have it in Florida too.
Yeah, you can kill them if you feel threatened.
I can't believe you're advocating for this guy. He's not that desperate.
Obviously, he is.
There's no
way. He followed you to your fucking house.
Chach, would you be mad if some guy came to your house and tried to solicit a vehicle to you
that I was interested in? And then all of a sudden, I disappeared.
If I was interested in it, I would have stayed in the fucking dealership, Chach.
You were interested in the plan. Do you let him have all your attention and run your credit?
And you know what? And you know what? My interest in whatever the fuck I want my interest to be in are as fleeting as that of a teenage girl, Chachi. I can decide to like unicorns
this.
One day, and then the next day I can fucking like Maroon 5. I can do whatever the hell I want
to do. This guy doesn't know this. This guy doesn't know you. You are dollar signs to him.
Yeah. See, but that's my whole point right there.
Human.
Is he was so enthralled about the money. Like, but back to my prior point. Granted, he just left, he didn't want to. But like, say he had a wife and his wife was in a car accident, and this dude's coming to your fucking house trying to be like,
well, if he had a wife and his wife was in a car accident, he wouldn't be at his fucking house.
Well, yeah, he would have fucking put him on GPS track and found him at the hospital, took that shit up there too.
You gave him your address. That's how he found you.
Chachi, I didn't have a choice. There's no way for me to get the vehicle. It's like I give the people at the deli my fucking card. That doesn't mean that they can go check my bank account.
Give the people at your deli your address.
Well, needless to say.
All right. So, yeah, let me get back to how I handled it. So I shot him.
Yeah, he's dead.
So I shot the guy, obviously. You came to my... So he opens the door and he's like, hey, you know, like, hey, I got this deal. I'm like, dude, I can't believe you just came to my house like that. He's like, yeah, but you were there and then you left. I just wanted to see if you're about to sell. Look, they're going to give you more on your trade-in. And I was like, nah, I'm good. He's like, really? I was just like, well, where are we at on this deal? I'm like, I'm going to be here and you can leave. You can have a nice day. Totally calm. I didn't pull the piece out. I did not. I acted like a civil person because I didn't want him to think, like, you know, like he was in danger, but you are in danger. You are in danger. Don't come to my fucking house.
It blew my mind a little bit that he made the step to come to the house. I mean, like, okay, I get Chacha's point. It's his money, whatever. But you think if you call someone 5 times and text them 6 times and they don't respond, like, they're going to be happy that that you showed up at their fucking house?
Yeah.
Like, their phone
just
died?
You think he was happy that you just magically disappeared?
That's part of his job.
That's part of his job.
But what car Coming dealer does house visits, bro?
No dealership does house visits.
The boss is telling him to go make that fucking sale. You had him here. He was sitting there. You have all of his information. And now you don't know anything.
Yeah, that's almost a privacy violation. I would think.
Not to mention that our Talabasas community, gated community, mind you, with security checks, there's no solicitation.
And we also have – there is gates
here. He's not soliciting a sale. You were interested.
What the fuck do you call that? He came here with the intention of selling me a car. He didn't come here to hang out or ask how I was doing or check up on me. He had a paper in his hand with money for my trade-in and a price of a car. That was vastly overpriced.
Just randomly just knock on your door and be like, try to sell you a car. You were sitting at his fucking desk. You gave him all your fucking information.
Man, we never hear from the guy who worked at the car dealership. Yes.
Chach, did you ever go to anybody's house?
No, because I don't care. I wasn't a salesman.
Thank you.
You know, I'm really glad we got to this because I sided with TNT. I was like, I can't believe this motherfucker came to the house. Then Chach is pulling the devil's advocate card out on us to come from the other side, from the salesman side.
He's blaming me for giving the guy my information.
You were not telling the dude that you were interested when there was no emergency.
Chach, let me ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay, but there wasn't an emergency. So why couldn't you get 5 seconds to be like, dude, I'm not interested, and then leave?
Because I'm inconsiderate, Chach.
Okay.
That's why.
That's why this whole chain of events happened. Because you just neglected to tell him no. When you told him yes already.
He's not 100% wrong.
No, he's not.
He's wrong, but he's not 100%. You're not wrong, but you're not right, Chach.
Right. But see, same scenario.
I think that maybe he shouldn't have gone to the lengths that he went to try to make this sale. But he's not 100% in the wrong. Because, like I said, he's not a door-to-door salesman trying to sell you something that you're not interested in. You were interested to the point where you gave this motherfucker information about you. Information.
I think he crossed the line coming to the house.
Hand out to, like, everyday people.
Yeah. Okay. So what about this scenario then? You meet a girl. You make her think you're interested in her. You bring
you take
her, back.
Her out on a date. You guys have a nice time.
You go out on a date. You have a nice time. You swing by the house because you forgot your wallet, so she sees where you live. You take her out. You have a nice time. You stop calling her. You stop replying to her texts. It's out of line for her to show up at your fucking house.
Is that out of line, Chach? Because obviously
That's
you were interested. She knows where you
this
live.
This is not business.
Get the fuck out of here, Chach. Same
business.
Thing.
That is not money. It might be money for her,
business.
But that is not...
The currency is love, Chach.
Okay, you're talking about somebody's income.
That's
Chachi, are you saying that love has no value?
Not dollar amount.
Wow. All right. Let's leave this to that. Let's get through a couple quick hits. Wrap this up. That did not go the way I thought. Chach would side with us.
Yeah, Chach.
It's all right. He's allowed to have his opinion. And that's what we bring him on for, the hot takes. So, all right. 75 BC, Julius Caesar, Roman Emperor, was captured by pirates. They demanded at first 20 talents. I guess that was their currency. As a ransom, because they did not know who he was. They did not realize that he was the Roman emperor. Julius Caesar himself even laughed at this offer and told them that they should ask for 50 talents instead of 20. Caesar then spent 38 days with the pirates while he waited for the payment to get him released. They said that he joined in all their games and in exercises and almost acted as if he was their leader instead of their prisoner, because he was a fucking Roman emperor. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
It said, after he was released, as soon as he got back, he sent Roman ships out to where they were. He captured all the pirates and put them in jail.
Nice.
Also, he then took that Caesar himself went to the jail, took them all out of the jail, and then crucified them all.
Wow. My kind of man, right?
Point
there.
To the story, it was said that when he was on the ship for 38 days, he made numerous jokes about how when he got off the ship, he was going to come back and crucify them all. And after they let him go, he came back and crucified every motherfucking one of them.
Wow. That's pretty badass, actually.
Julius Caesar wasn't no fucking punk, dude. Brute fucking, I mean, yeah, he got betrayed by his best friend. That's how he got fucking down. That's his downfall.
The key is to never try. Yeah, that's pretty badass, though. I do have to say, it's like, it's kind of fucked up to, like, crucify somebody, man.
They kidnapped you, man.
I mean, yeah.
What do you got? What's that called? Stockholm syndrome? You already got, like, yeah. you don't even know the guy, and you got Stockholm syndrome. Like, that's fucked up. He fucked up his captain. Like, I mean,
did they hurt him?
No, but they took 38 days of his life from him and made him live on a pirate ship.
Yeah, I'd probably crucify a motherfucker for that.
Right, dude. They just took, you couldn't play Xbox for 38 days?
Wait, why is that the most important thing you think it's to be? I have other values.
I'm just being stupid.
I've definitely wanted to crucify some motherfuckers that have cut me off in traffic before. So, yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah. So, I just thought that was fucked up. I was look at that. You know what that is? That's a story of goal setting. And if you set goals,
like
you can achieve
goals?
Them.
Relationship goals?
No, just goals in life.
What kind of goal is this setting?
He said, these motherfuckers took me. I'm going to crucify them all. And he convinced them to let him go by giving out a penance. And he was like, guess what? Now I have an army of soldiers. It's like if you stole the big drug dealer and he sent all his capos out to get you. They brought him back. They put you in a room. He walks in the room. He's like, guess what, motherfucker? And he shoots all of them in a room. But he didn't tell him he was going to shoot them. They didn't have guns back then. He said, I'm going to crucify you. And what'd he do? He fucking crucified him.
Man.
Persistence.
Like, honestly, like,
life goals.
The torture and the ways of putting people to death back in those days were pretty fucked up.
They would have wished that he had a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people were like, God, why couldn't Caesar just have a gun and shoot us?
I would definitely rather be shot than crucified.
Or fucking drawn and quartered. I'd rather be shot than drawn and quartered.
Isn't
too.
That the one where they, like, rip you in half?
They hook all your limbs to horses. And then they have the horses run. So, like, it takes a long time because the pull, and it pulls off. And the way physics works, it pulls.
All right, man. We don't have to talk about
it.
People get it.
One limb off at a time. You
people
know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the worst way is probably like.
Burn alive would be bad, too. Burnt
like the
steak.
Hot pole that they put up your ass.
They put
I'm just making this up. I'm pretty sure
it sounds like
thing.
A dream you had.
No, they like take a pole or like a spear and they like make it red hot and then they like just like spit you with it.
Oh, God, that would suck.
Yeah.
Being burnt at the stake would be terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not only are you getting burnt alive, there's an audience.
Yeah.
Crucifixion would be bad too because it takes like weeks.
Yeah, you're up there for a while.
God, ugh.
You die of like infection.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Chach,
okay.
Chach, how do you want to die?
Yeah, how would you rather die, Chach? Crucifixion, being burned at the stake, or fucking hot poker up that
Not
ass.
In any of those ways.
God, sure? Ugh. God, like, why couldn't it just, it makes getting shot in the face seem like a fucking, a nice way to go.
Yeah, well, honestly.
That's true.
It's relatively humane.
It's quick, at least. All right. we got two more here.
All right.
Adam Rainier was, at the age of 19, he was 4 foot 6 inches tall. So he was technically a dwarf. And he couldn't, because he tried to join the army to get into World War I for Austria. He's an Austrian man. He couldn't join the army because he was too small. And then over the next 10 years, he grew to 7 foot 10 inches tall. So at 19 years old, he was 4 foot 6. At 29 years old, he was almost 8 foot tall.
And he couldn't play a lick of ball. Huh?
He couldn't play ball. He was the only man ever to be classified as a dwarf and a giant in his lifetime.
That's a hell of a growth spurt. You'd think he'd
well, that long, and usually you stop growing by the time you're 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely had some, like, knee issues then.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, like, okay, I mean, we're all in our early 20s. So could you imagine over the next decade we'd grow 4 foot?
Yeah, that would suck. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, actually.
Be like 9 foot tall.
Yeah. I always wanted to be taller.
I mean, you're not a short guy anyway.
I'm like 6'3".
Yeah, so I mean, you're above average height.
Yeah, but I'm like a point guard on the basketball court.
I know, it's so fucked up, isn't it? Yeah. Think about, like, you walking around with everyday people, you're way taller than most people. Mm. But if you were going to go play basketball, you'd be a short guy.
I'm the shortest guy, yeah.
Right, like, I'm almost 6 foot. I'm just about 6 foot tall. And I'm about as tall or taller than a lot of people. Yeah, but if I was going to go, like, play basketball or even be, like, a professional wrestler. Those guys are like 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", and you just look like a fucking little man. Like, even the short
wrestler guys. That's because 6 foot tall isn't tall anymore. You're just 6 foot. You're not 6 foot tall.
You're taking the tall out?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that.
What's tall are you, Chuck?
I mean, I'm just saying, look at it. Like take – go back, like, 20 years and look at the size of basketball players compared to today.
Yeah,
look at the size of
not wrong.
Look at the size of football players compared to today.
It's all them GMOs in the
field. I mean, it's just. Yeah.
Is that
I
what
mean,
it is?
That's
genetically modified organisms. Absolutely,
that's the way it's always been. Though, like, people are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Over.
I wonder what the biggest man in the Civil War looked like.
He was probably like 5'3".
He's like he. He's like, he was like 5'6", weighed like 180 pounds, and was like, look at that giant motherfucker rolling through.
Back then, I think they would just take, like, the biggest guys that they found, like, if they ever did come across, like, a 6 foot six person or a 6 foot, you know, they just, like, keep them stupid and use them as a bodyguard.
Yeah, probably brute force sort of thing. Yeah, or they put him in a freak show because he's tall.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, too. We talked about all those freaks, man, on that episode. All right, last quick hit. Of the season, before we do the last Are You Urban of the season and wrap up the fucking season. A 32-year-old Wisconsin man turned himself in for a sex crime. But the police were a little baffled because the only thing wrong with it was that he had burns on his foot.
Oh my God. What was he fucking doing? What was he fucking?
He explained to the cops that he bought himself a camera and he was trying to take upskirt photos of young ladies in dresses, and the camera exploded on his foot.
That's karma.
So they denied to charge him because he never actually took any pictures.
Okay.
He went to try and the camera exploded and it burned his foot. And he went and talked to his priest, and the priest told him he should turn himself in.
Oh, my God, dude. I was going to say, you can't be culpable if you didn't do anything.
He had intent, though. If you take a knife and hold it to your neck, but I don't kill you, is there not anything wrong with that?
Yeah, I guess
murder. I mean, you joke around, you're going to sit on the couch and be like, can I stab you with this knife, Jonas?
I mean, honestly, I think about...
Just let me stab you with this knife, Jonas.
I mean, we've all had, like, daydreams about... doing bad things to other people, I'm sure. I don't want to, like, put anybody else in, like, that psychopath category, but you're not culpable for having those thoughts.
It's what, yeah, yeah, the thoughts are not what's illegal. It's the
actions. You culpable for putting the axe in your car? Are you culpable for closing the hood? When do you become culpable.
The minute you intimidate or cause any sort of issue to another person.
All right. Well, just put on a shoe and a shoe explodes.
Because, like, I could have all intent to, yeah, like you said, take an axe and hit somebody with it. Yeah. But if I put it in the car, drive to their house, go to their door, I'm holding the axe, and then the minute I say, I'm going to hit you with this axe or take a swing, then I'm culpable. If they go, what are you doing with that axe? And I go, oh, I just brought it with me.
All right, I was just checking. So I'm okay if I stand outside of your door and just think about it.
Yes.
All right.
Once you kick it open, then you're culpable.
Okay, all right, all right.
Once you incite terroristic fear in me. talk about fucking karma, though, right? Like, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to take upskirt pics of girls, and the camera explodes on your foot before you even get one taken.
You believe in karma?
Me?
You a karma boy?
I do. You do? I believe in karma, yeah.
All right.
I don't think – I like to try to believe in it, but I don't think it works. Because I've done a lot of really good things for people in my life and not done very many bad things to people, and I've had a lot of bad shit happen to me.
Chach, what about you? How do you feel about karma? You buy into that bullshit? I mean, do you buy into it?
No. Because I'm kind of there with Jonas. If you put good into this world, you get good back. I've done a lot of good stuff and had a lot of shit happen. So how do you believe?
So, TNT, you don't believe that if you put out good energy into the world,
he doesn't put out good energy. He doesn't need to believe in it.
Wow. Look what you did to that car salesman, TNT. You fucked his world up.
Wow. No, we all have a mixture of the energy. No man is a monolith of positivity, and I know that I'm far from it.
But, okay, let me ask you this thing. So, I don't want to get into this deep fizzle.
You know I will, too. So
karma is more like what you do comes back to you.
Yeah.
So if you have bad thoughts, does that essentially affect the amount of good energy you're putting out to others?
I think if you have bad thoughts, and like a lot of people, even with like XXXTentacion, they were talking about how some of the music that he would talk about, he was like advocating like suicide and like saying into songs like he wishes he could die in certain songs. And like
that's
what
brought
it was kind of like a part of his. And when something negative happens to him, they're like, well, it only makes sense because he was talking about it all the time. Like, come on. Like, I think that's more. Yeah, and that's where I'm getting.
Well,
I think it's
talk
more
about
like
$1 million all the time. That shit ain't still happening to me.
Exactly. So I feel like if you just put positivity out there, you're just likely to be more happy because positivity just makes you feel good. So
that's true.
I just try to go with that. I know that. But to think that if I just put 100% positivity out there in my mind and think that I'm going to get all positive back, that's crazy.
That's true.
The world is going to give you what the world is going to fucking give
that's
you.
That's true. Yeah. Well, we looked in those hard pills to swallow, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
Shit happens to you, man.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Yep. So, all right. Well, that wraps up the segments with Chach Meyer. Chach, so glad to have you back,
man. It's always fun.
You're wrong, Chach, so I hope you like that.
So we will we'll see about – we're going to try to figure out all this stuff with the live. Maybe we can have you call into the live show sometime. I got to figure out how all that is. But we'll probably bring you in on some gaming videos
that
on the Xbox
good.
One day. Get you all up in there. So if we don't see Chach Meyer on the podcast moving forward because we can't figure out how to get somebody in the podcast with us, you'll probably be able to see him on gaming videos. So – all right, Chach, well, is there anything you want to say to end this season for all the fans?
No, it's been a blast. Even if I'm not here, I'm listening. Right. So it's a
See, everyone should be what Chach does.
Yeah,
even
Chach.
If you're not here, you're listening.
And thank you for all those donations, Chach. I know you got it. So.
Yeah, I got a new job. I'm selling cars, except for this one dude that's like didn't. Just disappeared one day.
Yeah, we failed to mention Chach Meyer was the salesman. That's why he felt so passionately about it. We're like, you son of a bitch, get off my doorstep.
It's the only thing that kept him from getting shot.
Yeah, was that you knew him personally. Oh, shit. Well, all right, we will be right back to do a truly Are You Urban version of Are You Urban on the season 2 finale of the Crazy Town podcast.
Old banana, you disgust me. Old banana, you're not right. Old banana, you are mushy because you're no longer right. Old banana, turning spotted. Old banana, turning brown. Old banana, you are worthless. It's time to throw you out
or make banana bread.
All right, and we are back on the season finale of season 2 of the Crazy Town podcast. Right now, joining us, special guests, Sid and Jess, host of the Beardy 5 podcast. Welcome, guys.
What's cracking?
What's going on?
Good to be back.
Definitely, definitely. You were on our last season finale, so I figured I'd have you back again. This may be our last Are You Urban that we ever play.
Maybe.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And you guys were in the first one, so I figured we'd come full circle.
Let's
wow.
do it.
All right. All right. So you guys took a hiatus from the Beardy 5 for a little bit, but now you're back as of a few weeks ago.
We both have full beards again.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, we went
through a funny time. Jess even had a goatee for a while.
I had a goatee.
He was
experimenting. Wow. It was a tough time.
You went from the yearty to a goatee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a rough period in my life.
There was never a soul patch where this was there. I'm just asking.
Just a soul patch, that's it?
I don't think I could rock that myself. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the goatee never hurt nobody, but it was just a rough period in my life. I went to rehab, and now I have the full beard again.
You found your way, and now you're back on the beard life. I got you. Okay.
Hormone transplant therapy. I understand. I've been
there.
But
we're back. We're better than ever. And, you know, we're drinking Mick Ulties now, but, you know, that's...
Yeah!
It's less carbs.
Yeah, we switched to the low carb. So, basically, all we did was we took off 4 months and switched to the low carb beer and came back.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to go ahead and tell everybody out there again where they can find your podcast or follow you on Twitter or anything like that?
Well, you can follow us. Right now, we're mainly on Instagram is where we're the most active, at the Beardy 5 Pod. We're also on Twitter, at the Beardy 5.
Okay.
And
then,
here on these show notes.
Wait up. Yeah.
So what did you do in the meantime? You were doing a podcast called New Gains. It was just a bodybuilding kind of diet, you know, better get yourself fit sort of thing.
Yeah. It was pretty much just a discussion every week about, you know, our diet and what we were doing to get in better shape.
It was not nearly as fun as getting together every Saturday or Friday night or whatever and drinking beer.
Pounding
beer and talking shit. So we went back to the pounding beer.
Yeah.
Right. Do you still have the same five principles of the Beardy 5?
Well, I'll tell you, what the Beardy 5 stands for now is just bullshit.
Bumload of bullshit.
Yeah.
The five is just there.
But people like the name. Like, we had people texting us and actually, like friends wanted to come back on and shit. People like the name, so when we came back, we wanted to come back with the same name and the same bullshit, but, you know, less of a structure. Just some guys hanging out pounding beers.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, because it originated, a little bit of history. You guys used to do top five lists way back in the day.
That's where the original five came from, was the top five movie countdowns.
There you go. And then it just evolved into fucking drinking beer with your buddies and fucking talking shit.
It evolved into what it is today. That's right, Jonas.
Yeah.
And I think your listeners would like it because you and TNT, you seem like good shit talkers.
Oh, yeah. We can talk shit. That's for sure. Yeah, everybody, I fully endorse. Yes, I fully endorse the Beardy 5 podcast. You need to check it out. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites. So... All right, we're going to get into Are You Urban. Maybe the final Are You Urban ever, but we got a twist today. Usually TNT, he's the champion of Are You Urban. He's won 6 out of 7 games he's played. Today, Jonas is going to play
Speak on the rest of my accolades, please. The two-time champion.
So basically, how Are You Urban works, it's an Urban Dictionary-based game. I don't know where the hell TNT pulled these words from. Hopefully, Urban Dictionary. Basically, he gives us a word. We have to guess what it means. And how it works is the first person, if they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, it moves on to the next contestant. And then they get 2 points and on to the third for 3 and so on. I do have a little bonus note for everybody here. There is this is the last episode of our season. I'm going to put out a couple best of episodes and Are You Urban anthology. There will be a bonus Are You Urban with these same guys, the Beardy 5 podcast, that we had an awful time trying to record.
Wow. So, the lost episode.
I can't guarantee what it's going to sound like. I haven't edited it yet, but it will be in the Are You Urban anthologies that I'm releasing in the bonus episodes in the coming weeks.
If there is a movie that is ever to be made about the guy that's still on Jurassic Park, that's survived all these years, that's this podcast. Chris Pratt.
Oh, we're the Chris Pratt's of podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Pratt podcast. The Raptor Whisperer. No, he's the T-Rex Whisperer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
No.
T-Rex and Raptor.
Okay. All right.
All right. You guys ready?
All right. Who's how are we going to figure out who goes first?
Jess goes first.
I'm going to give a little bit of, I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction. This is TNT Dynamite. This is my Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
And I think that I've proved over the tenure of the show that I am a living Urban Dictionary as it goes, seeing as though nobody has dethroned me but one Miss Melody Pang. Shout out to her. So my version of Urban Dictionary is Urban Dictionary from across the country.
Wow.
So
first off, we got some Urban Dictionary words from New York. I don't know where you guys are from. Where are you guys from anyway?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay, so basically New York. So you guys should do well.
All right. How we doing? Who's going first? Who's going second? Who's going third?
I got a number. Pick a number 1 through 100.
76.
2.
43.
The number was 17. So we see who goes first.
Your boy. See it.
Yep, Jonas was second, and third would be
Jess.
I'll bring it on home.
Absolutely.
Jonas will keep score on a piece of paper in front of him. So now we do high tech. I mean, the scoreboard is lit up in the Crazy Town compound.
I honestly appreciate you keeping score because I got a lot going on here. All right, I do. I got like a laptop.
Hey, listen, guys,
my phone.
They only listen to Crazy Town for the production value. You know what I'm saying?
Right? All right. Your word is guap.
Money.
Your word is guap.
Money. Paper.
Very good. That wow. is the right answer.
Is that right?
That
all
is
right.
the right answer.
All right. He's got 1 point. All right. One word down.
They're not all. They're,
how many words are we doing, TZ? 10?
We can do more than that. I got nine New York.
We can go all night.
He's got 11.
Yeah. We'll go until they're done.
Okay, we'll go until your words are done.
Exactly.
So more than 10. It's a little breakdown, are you?
So you're next.
All right.
That was pretty good, man. I didn't think he'd know what guap was, but
I would have got it wrong. Don't forget. Oh, wait. There is the pity point. If we all get it wrong, you get to choose who gets the points.
I'm giving it to myself. All right. Your word, Jonas, is gully.
Gully. The gully is...
These are New York words.
Just so you know. These are New York words. I listened to so much New York saying I got this shit.
I don't, you see, it helps. Sometimes it helps.
Man.
These are real words that they use in the streets of New York, not like robot, like you pass out to people.
The gully. It is a place that you go to pick up sluts.
A place where you go to pick up sluts?
That's TNT's house.
let's play it again.
Oh,
right. Gully is to
wait,
be. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you got to pass it on, man.
Oh yeah,
it's Jess's turn.
Yeah, Jess, can you pick it up? What is gully?
A gully.
No, what is gully?
Is what is gully?
What is it?
Go ahead.
What is
oh,
it?
Son of a bitch, I know what it is now.
Do you?
The only thing I can think of is a gully.
This is a layup, guys.
You know, where the water's washed out, but that's not in New York.
No, they don't have that in NYC.
Gully.
Our New York listeners are going to know.
I'm going to have to pass on this one. I can't think of nothing.
You can't think of anything?
All right.
TNT, sit on the mic here, and I've got an answer for you.
All right.
I like to use it in a sentence first.
You want me to use it in a sentence?
Well, I'll use it in a sentence for you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
As 50 Cent would say to Tony Yayo, keep it going. Keep it 100. Keep it real with me.
That's
correct.
Oh,
that is right.
Big money.
Gully is to be overly authentic or genuine to the streets.
Ness for 3 points. He's up 4-0.
Come on.
Damn.
That's wonderful.
All right.
I'm telling you, these are real words. All right, your number.
This is Jess.
This is Jess, I believe. Yeah. Okay, Jess's turn.
What's that?
You're helping me out. Your number is, or your word is, brick. What is brick?
This is still New York?
This is still New York. We're going to stay in New York for a little bit, and then we're going to move on. Don't worry.
Okay, the only thing I can think of with brick is like a big dude, like a brick shit house.
You know what, Jess? I'm sorry, but
don't do it! Come on!
Sorry. So that goes to Jonas now, Jonas?
No, it goes to Sid.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It goes to Sid. Sid, do you know what brick is?
Well, they usually use it when they're saying moving bricks, moving drugs, cocaine, to be exact.
While that is correct.
Or crack cocaine.
While that is correct, I cannot give it to you. That is not the New York slang for what brick is.
Oh, so shit. That's what I was going to say.
Shit.
It's all right.
Jonas.
It's all right. I understand the mistake.
A brick would be an ugly woman.
Well, Jonas, your misogyny has gotten you a...
Oh!
All right. Brick is very cold or borderline freezing.
Okay.
If I were to use it in a sentence, I would say, I don't care who that bitch is. It's brick as fuck out. I'm going to chill and roll this L.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Oh, New York.
Okay. I'm going to give that point to the guy who said the cocaine, because that was actually
a
terminology.
It's not like a goose egg out here.
It's going to be hard to catch up. Hey, we're doing more than 10 words. So we got a chance.
You guys aren't using your lifelines. You can't ask for it in a sentence. You can ask for the spelling.
Okay.
Sid. Your turn. Or, no.
Orton.
Man, I'll keep it in order. Don't
All you right. Worry. You tell me whose turn it is. All right. Sid, Your word is wildin'.
It's like getting overly mad about something, going crazy, overreacting, just acting stupid. Like it's not that big a deal.
Man, sit in front of me, he's taking all the answers.
That is the right answer.
I know.
See, if I said enough, he had to give it to me.
These are all, look, I'm using a random number generator.
Ain't you got no Urban Dictionary from like Texas or something?
I might. You don't know. We're going across the country.
Okay.
So you'll never know. Who's next?
Me.
You.
Jonas.
Your word is grill.
Oh, your mouth. Like your fucking grill. Like the platinum teeth grill. I mean.
You know what? That would be right if we were in the South.
Oh.
But we're in New York.
Oh.
The grill originated in the South. I'll give you that. And that's a very good answer. You might get the pity point. Who's next? Jess.
Jess,
can you tell me what grill means?
That was it.
What? That was it.
If we
that was my answer.
A grill. I'm thinking Jersey Shore here, and you know the Guidos that said it like us. A grill? Are they talking about a barbecue grill?
I don't know why you think that only people from the Jersey Shore would barbecue.
No, but he caught it a grill.
They do that everywhere in America. So that I'm afraid that gets you. Sorry.
Okay.
Man,
this is Urban Dictionary. You got to think.
Urban Dictionary.
I got to pick. These are real words that they use.
I know. I came with a certain mindset, and you fucking came with something else. Are you urban? This is Are You From New York?
This is Are You Urban and From New York?
All right. Sid, your turn. Okay.
All of these words are on Urban Dictionary.
Interrogate somebody. Question them.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
Ooh. You know what? That was very close, but it's still.
No way.
I gotta give a point to the guy who said interrogate. To grill means to stare at. Or, why you grilling me, son?
Oh, son!
No, you know,
for real, it's about to be a problem, dude.
The funny part about this is every word that you've said tonight, Sid is gonna use in a sentence tomorrow.
I use all these words regularly, honestly. you know. Stay up on my trap house. All you right. know
it is now Jess's turn.
All right, Jess. So. Your word is wavy.
Man, I'm trying to be wavy. Sexist.
Wait, what's the word now?
Don't. Wavy.
Wavy.
Okay, right.
Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I changed my mind. Wavy means like you're ecstatic about something. You're happy about it. You're excited.
That's pretty close. That is pretty close, but
he likes that buzzer.
Damn buzzer.
Not close enough.
All right, Sid.
TNT, here's what I got for you. I'm thinking,
what's that?
High and low. You ever heard the Katy Perry song Hot and Cold? It means not committal. It means happy about something and you back out.
Bipolar?
Kinda, except with your decision making. Whoa. And your attitude. Wow, and your energy.
You took that to a whole psychiatric level where I feel like I have to reinterpret some of my life decisions. And I appreciate that, but not the answer we were looking for here at the Crazy Town.
Jonas is going to ask for it in a sentence.
Oh, Jonas, you asked for it in a sentence. That might be one of the best moves that you've made.
Because so far they've been not very good.
Okay, in a sentence would be, all right, my mans, if I get up out my seat, you won't be acting all wavy.
Awesome.
Like you're a tough guy.
That's close, but not close enough. Wavy is to be acting cool.
Oh, okay. Just, all right.
That's all it means. You guys, man, I really thought that you being from West Virginia, is that these New York terms would have leaked over through the border. Well,
to be fair, TNT, I only missed one.
That's true. He's
I listen to a lot of 50 Cent middle school, son.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to help you in some of these. We only got a few more New York, and then we're going to move on.
I listen
to
the game, too.
You
know what I'm saying? Hater to love it. The underdog's on top.
Yo, we should just do a whole podcast with these guys doing rap lyrics.
With TNT, I'm going to shine until my heart stops. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm done.
Beautiful.
All right, Sid gets first go.
All right. Oh, I didn't give a point. Who do I give the point to?
Who do you give the point to?
Let's give it to Jess.
Jess?
Yeah! He's on the scoreboard.
Who's point? Who's
7-1
You have no points? Dude, and it's written all over your face right now.
Man, I thought I was coming to play a different game.
This is Are You Urban. These are real.
There's no room to be entertaining and fun.
There is plenty of room to be entertaining. These guys are doing it. Anyway, your word is sus.
Do we need to leave the room?
No,
it's okay, fine. Okay.
Another Quaalude, he'll love me in the morning. Your word is sus.
Sus?
Yes.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Absolutely. Lil Uzi Vert be doing some sus activity. His music's cool.
Suspect. Though. Oh! Lil Uzi Vert is suspect.
Suspect.
I actually knew that.
Did you know that one?
It's like all the ones he's got right, I knew
yeah,
too.
Yeah, tell me about it, the story of my life. I play every episode of this ever.
Man, shit.
Is it your turn now?
It is my turn.
Look, I think you got this one.
All right.
This is an easy one.
Nope.
This is a layup.
Nope.
Today's word is tight.
Can you use a sentence? Because I
absolutely.
Say
I just. Calm down. I just left Darnell's tight. I'm sorry. I just left Darnell's house, and man, was his mom tight. I hope he's okay.
Looking good.
Joni. I'm sorry, man. My man. I really want to give these to
Buzz
you.
Buzz him.
I really do. Who's next?
Jess.
Okay, so in that sentence, you said his mother's real tight. I hope he's okay. So, just from context, I'm not going to be nasty.
Yeah, this is New York, remember.
His mother's upset local. About something. She's distraught.
She's not great.
She got pride. I'm upset, you know?
That's the answer.
Yeah! Oh, I come to play.
Hell yeah.
I basically gave it to you in the city,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but...
he was talking to Jones.
Yeah,
he gave it to all of us with the sentence.
Now you're making fun of him.
Oh.
What? What a bastard.
Sorry. My bad.
All right, we got...
I'm about halfway through my second Mick Ulti.
It's fine. We got one more word in New okay. York. And it's going to go to you.
Got it.
Your word
goes to Jess.
Goes to Sid.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, it's my turn. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Your word is thirsty.
Thirsty. It means the chick is hot. Everybody's after that chick.
No.
What are you talking about? No. Everybody's after that chick. They look at all her Instagram photos.
Steal the damn words.
Do what? No way.
It's not that the chick is hot, though. Though most chicks are hot in their own way.
We like women.
I appreciate you're trying to appeal to our female demographic.
I mean,
the 0.1%. Well, our female demographic is low, so I was just guessing on y'all.
Y'all might have 0.1. We got 0.
Like, that's it. None.
It's just a bunch of bearded bastards sitting around laughing.
They just want to hear us. But listen, I know a lot of thirsty bitches. Okay? And thirsty means she wants it too bad, and she's showing it to everybody.
That is true.
Oh, that's my thirsty. God.
I fucking knew it. He stole right before
it
me.
Happened.
God, damn it.
Man, you've not been on this end of the battlefield, man. You don't know what it's like over there.
I don't.
This is what it's like.
I guess.
You got to come up with shit quick, man. If you don't know what it is, come up with a good answer. Guess what, guys? We're moving. Get on the fucking imaginary plane of Urban Dictionary, and we're going to California.
Oh shit.
So all right. I hope you're freaking ready.
No.
All right, just for shits and giggles, the score is 10, Sid, Jess 3, Jonas
10.
I'm surprised you haven't thrown the controller by now. All right, let's see. Who are we starting with?
Oh, my turn. Yep. Shit.
Yep, Sid, then Jonas. All right. Your word, California, mind you, we know how to party, is grip.
Grip. We went out to Cali, and I'm lost. Grip.
all that 50 Cent listening on you, no good now.
No, now you got to brush up on your Snoop Dogg Kendrick.
Tupac, son.
I like Biggie. I like 50. I don't listen to Pac. Okay. So, can you use that in a sentence?
Absolutely. I asked my moms for ice cream money, and she gave me a grip of coins.
Handful.
Yeah, you know what, man? You know I'm going to make it a little misleading for you in these sentences.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. So it's two opening blows right before. There. You know what I'm saying? I knew better.
Yeah, it's not going to be on the nose.
I knew better. That's it. Jonas, take this one home.
Yeah, right. let's see here. A grip of coins. It would be a... I was going to say hand.
Come on, Joni. Get on the fucking scoreboard, man. We know this. You know this. I'm not helping him, but I'm looking him deep in the eye, and I'm trying to give him the answer just through looks.
I've got a t-shirt on my head.
A dollar's worth of coins. I don't fucking know, dude.
That's your answer?
Yes, it is. Give me the fucking buzzer.
Oh, no.
All right. It goes to our final contestant as of right now. Jess, right?
A grip of coins.
Yes.
As much, it's very much like the phrase, you know, hope in one hand and shit in the other. Which one's going to fill up faster? A grip of coins is pretty much giving you no money and saying, get the hell out of my face.
Wow, the exact... polar opposite to Spencer. To get a grip of coins is to get a large amount.
Oh.
No, she gave me a grip of coins.
Interesting.
I can't put that emphasis when I'm reading a sentence, but you, come on.
Hey, man.
You listen to rap music.
I do.
Have you not been paying attention? All right, who's next? It's you.
Who got the pity point?
Oh, yeah. The first answer.
That's your boy.
The hand.
Another point?
All right. There we go. Sid's up 11-3 to 0.
He has a chance to catch up, believe me.
What?
He has a chance to catch up, believe me.
Who else has a chance to catch up?
Everybody has a chance to catch up.
I don't know about that.
Come on, big guy. It's all right.
It's my turn. Let's go.
Turn that smile upside down.
Turn that smile upside down? Get frowny about it?
Oh, my God. This one's not easy.
Dude, it's fine. I'm fine with my goose egg.
All right. Your word, Jonas, is cool off.
I need it in a sentence, man.
You got it. Nah, man. I'm cool off wings. Good looks, though.
Not interested. Don't want any.
Very good.
Yeah, look at me. I will not be shut out.
You're not going to have a brown season on the show. Very good.
Yay.
I didn't know if you would get that. Who's next on our list?
Jess.
Jess, your word is to swoop.
I'm going to have to ask. Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Swooped a piece of cake and ate it in the car.
Okay, swoop. Okay, swoop is to grab real quick. Just take with you.
It is that, but...
On a slide.
On a slide? That made no sense.
Wait, do I count that? I'm going to give it to him.
You're the host, man.
I got to give it to him.
There we go.
It is to pick up or steal.
Pick up or steal.
It's to pick up or steal. When he said on the slide.
That was like as you're ringing the buzzer.
The sound effect hasn't taken place yet.
I had no idea.
I'll give it to him. Well, I'm going to give it to him.
Welcome back.
Who's next? Sid?
Yes.
Sid. It's Sid. His turn.
Okay,
Sid. I just got a point. So.
My good sir, your word is late.
Late. Sentence, please.
Absolutely.
I love this game.
I'm a cruise by the crib, comma, late.
Later.
I mean, yeah, if we were from West Virginia, that would be fine, but we're from California right now. We're all Californians. When you're here, you're family.
Okay.
Jonas?
Gonna swing by the crib late.
Comma, late.
Damn it. Comma, is he talking about the rapper?
Comma. Yes, comma, the rapper who's an actor and everything.
Not comma.
We get those bootlegs up here, it says comma on the CD.
Yeah, I mean, the titles are all just a little different.
Think Californian beach bum. You can do. I wish I could do the impression. I would. Oh, dude, I'm gonna swing by the crib late.
Yeah.
I know,
dude. That actually confused me more. Late at night. I don't fuck. Just give me a fucking buzzer, dude.
No, you gotta put something down.
Using real words fucks me up, man. I'm ready for some crazy shit.
It's a fucking. All right. This is crazy shit because it's getting you guys. You guys ain't figuring out
who
one of you are.
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Late means TTYL. Talk to you soon. Aha.
That's the right answer. That is the right answer.
Yo!
It is short for later. Short for later.
11-7-1.
Damn, Jess is catching up.
It's still anybody's game.
California.
Still anybody's game.
Damn, I hate when we got to
count.
I was killing New York. Whose turn?
It is.
Whose turn is it?
Yes.
It's Jeff. No, it's mine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was Sid's word first.
Okay.
Because he got 3 points on that one.
Got to change the scoring scheme when I'm in office. Your word, this is going to be, you're not getting this one either. Your word is Cutty. C-U-T-T-Y. Cutty.
Use it in a sentence for me, please.
You got it. I was driving through the cuts and got pulled over by the cops. Cutty as fuck.
It was to be profiled.
Joni, love you like a brother, man, but that is the wrong answer.
Hey, man. It's fine.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
It's fine, dude.
Who takes over from there? Jess.
Cutty. Well, all I can think of is the cuts would be the hood. Just a different word for the hood. Maybe a nicer part of the hood where you know shit ain't gonna go down, but you still need to be careful. So cutting would be
all right. Well, if I were if
keep an eye on your back. You know what I'm saying? That's close, but it's no cigar.
No, that's basically wait, it. That's basically it. Cutty means sketchy. It means sketchy. Yeah, Cutty. Cuts is another name for the hood. That's why I put it in there. And Cutty just means that it's very, very sketchy. Jesus, man, he's cleaning up.
Now it's 11-9-1. So it's going to be a game between those two.
It's still anybody's game. All you got to do is think with your urban mind. You live with me.
I know, man.
Thought some of this would have brushed off.
Yeah, man. I was thinking I was coming to a different.
All
game,
these
man.
Chance glances that I've given you in the hallway, and you've never Jeez, once.
Chance glances.
Hey, I don't know if that's urban or what. We don't call that urban. Okay. We call that something else. It's all right. Okay.
This one's Jess.
All right, Jess. Your word is a dusty.
Wow.
Dusty.
Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Trisha's bringing her friends over. I heard her friends are dusty.
Bitchy. Nasty. Don't want to be around them.
Those are...
Yes, that is exactly the right answer. Yeah. When you think about it, would you want to hang around a dusty woman?
No.
Undesirable.
It's turned into a game for those two guys. 11-10-1.
Look, man, you've been coaching for a long time. You've been a ring announcer for a long time. It's rough when you're in the ring. All right, it's rough when you're in the ring.
I know, dude. I do.
It's still anybody's game, except
for if I lose this to Jess. I'm burning this place down. I'm burning it down.
You guys are jocking for
what's
position.
The score here?
It's 11-10.
Oh my god.
And you have one.
I'm not even in it.
You're in it.
I don't count. I got 1 point, guys.
All right, whose turn is it? It's yours.
It's
right?
Sid's.
Sid's
yeah.
turn. Yeah. All right. Your word is yadamine. Yadamine. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. Yadamine.
All right, I need a sentence here.
Yeah, absolutely. I need you home by 9. An answer to that would be yadamine.
So the person that replied said yadamine.
Yeah, it can go either way.
But in your sentence, the person who replies.
Yes.
It means I got you. I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's close. But that's not quite it. I'm sorry. I can't give
Modern
that to you.
Fire. Sorry.
How about...
Your data mean.
I don't agree, but I'm going to do it.
What are you going to do? Oh!
I don't agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to do
it. I thought you were
making That's it. That's got to be it.
Oh, shit.
He sees me lifting up the phone to give him the buzzer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Your data mean.
It means...
This is...
It means polar opposite.
California.
It means polar opposite. They said, be home by 9. He said, kiss my ass.
I'm sorry. Yadadamine just means, you know what I mean. Yadadamine.
Why would the person reply, you know what I mean? I need you home by 9, and he replies, look, you know what I mean?
Look, you hit us with a robot in one of these fucking episodes. That had nothing to do with the word. I don't know why Californians say this, but these are actual words that Californians use. Trust me.
Interesting.
Actual words. I'm not like this is stuff that you, if you're going to California, you start using this, they're going to think you're right from the cut.
Who gets the point, man? Who gets the point?
Oh, what was Jess's answer? What did
polar
say?
Opposites. She said be home by 9.
Nah, that's not.
I told her kiss my ass.
Nah, it was Sid. Then Sid gets that.
Oh, point. We're pulling away now, bitch.
It was the closest, honestly.
We'll see.
Because it basically is confirmation.
I got you. It is mine.
It is yours. Okay, your word is slaps.
I need incense.
Absolutely. Yo, my dude, that new Nipsey Hussle slaps.
It's fucking really good. It's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. I keep getting the 1 point. I got 2 points now.
Slaps. Slaps, this means the catchy hip hop song.
What is a banger?
Banger is also, but that's New York terminology.
Okay.
That was our last.
I'm stuck up here. Okay. All
right.
New York.
All right.
Wincap.
I think we got one more.
Yeah, well,
in California?
Yeah, one more in Cali.
It's Jess's.
I
live in Cali.
Your word is on mamas.
Wow.
On mamas.
Give me a sentence.
I smashed his sister last night. Yeah, right. On mamas?
It means, like, for real? You serious? Come on now.
Yeah. You know, I know what the real answer is. I can give you the definitive definition. You swear on your mother's grave? That's the truth, bitch?
But he's bad. That's what he said, basically. I hate to give it.
Yeah.
To
him,
that's
all
right. You got to get, if he's close enough, man,
he's
I'm
close
giving
enough.
It up.
Yeah. It's 12 to 11 to 2.
Oh, shit. 2 points, man.
Where are we flying to now, TNT?
We flying to the ATL.
Atlanta.
The good old South.
Yes, sir. I may get left behind here. Just listen to a lot of people. I listened to Luda back in the day, so we'll see.
All right.
Sid.
It's Sid. Your word is guala.
Oh, my God.
Guala.
Sentence, please. TNT.
Absolutely. All I ever wanted was some motherfucking guala.
That leaves it up to me about just about anything.
It's from a song. It's actually from a Migos song.
Oh,
wow.
You don't know this shit. I know it.
From Atlanta.
All I ever wanted was some respect. All I ever wanted was some...
Is that your final answer, sir?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to inform you that.
Oh, you think you're slick with that buzzer?
All I ever wanted was some guala, huh?
Guala.
Guala.
G-U-A-L-A.
I thought it had guala. Two L's.
Yeah, that changed. Totally changed my answer. All I ever wanted was some guala. How about cash money? Badass.
That is the right fucking answer.
I got 4 motherfucking points.
You would be surprised how many words there are for money.
Man, I'm still down by a lot, guys.
You might be fine.
It's my point. Oh, it's my word now too.
It's your
Uh-oh,
word.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Good thing I'm not from the ATL though.
This one might actually be good.
Uh oh.
This is a very common word that the kids are using in the streets.
Oh shit, the millennials.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out there with them, and we're always using this word. Your
All
word.
Right, what is it?
Yeet.
Use it in a sentence for me.
Hey, do you want to see some back shots of my girlfriend? I sure do. Yeet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's misleading, man.
Term that shows excitement and that you want to see him as hot.
That's pretty good, Jonas.
Oh, no.
Jess.
Okay. Just because he got the buzzer on that one, I'm going to go polar opposite. He thinks that chick is nasty. He thinks she's dusty.
Wow. This guy is really quick.
Damn.
But wrong.
Oh, damn.
Very wrong.
Sid.
Meantime, I'm excited. Show me that titty pig.
That's right. No, because Jonas just said he was excited. That's wrong.
Oh.
Well,
let's see that back.
Okay, well, fuck
that's
it.
What it means.
You're getting it, too.
Ah, damn it.
Yeet just means psych, or you played yourself.
Oh,
okay.
Like, no, I don't want to see no pictures of you fucking ugly girl. I told you they're misleading.
Okay. Hey, you didn't assume she was a good-looking chick?
Well, who gets the pity point on that one?
You get it, man.
You get it. Oh, shit.
It was
okay.
Only two answers. He copied your answer.
All right.
We got a game to one.
Jess's turn.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jess, your word is lick.
Oh, don't lick butthole.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
It's the season.
Hashtag.
Sentence, please.
Absolutely. Yo, fam, put your camera down. Snapping pictures and shit. You looking like a lick right now.
Like a bitch.
That's what I was going to say.
Like a bitch. Sorry, it's not like a bitch. It's much more
Sid.
Deep. It's much more deep than that, thank you.
A piece of shit.
Do you say I went to the bathroom because I got to take a lick? That's the wrongest answer of them all.
Okay.
A show off. Like someone who's trying to show off what they're doing, like extravagance, like an internet, like showing their shit off on Instagram, trying to make everybody jealous, that kind of thing. Damn it.
No, put your camera down. Stop snapping pictures and shit. You're looking like a lick right now.
What's that?
You
if you're looking like a lick, you're looking like a person that's easy to extract money from. Oh!
Oh, I thought you said piece of shit.
Yeah, that was me.
He gives two or three answers at a time.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Y'all been giving points to this bastard. It's nice.
No. Every point I've made, I've earned.
He got his buzzer, though.
Yeah, he got a buzzer. I gave a buzzer. He just told what the answer is. I guess we're going to cancel that word out.
Skip that one.
That's fine. I was wrong anyways.
All right. One answer.
You guys have similar accents. I'm not going to lie. It gets a little difficult sometimes.
So.
Yeah.
I would expect so. whose word is this? This is yours?
Third was me. It's Sid's.
Sid.
Here we go.
Your word is plug.
My dealer.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, score is 13 to 11 to 5.
Jonas, we got this. We can beat him.
It's my word.
This is your word.
If we combine our damn points, we can beat him.
Jesus, the last two are not easy in ATL.
This is the last two period?
These are last two in ATL.
Okay.
Your word, Jonas, is JIT. JIT.
I get all the fucking JIT. Hard words, man. Go ahead. Yeah, what's the sentence? Because I ain't going to get that without it.
Somebody better come and get their JIT before I have to get my pistol. Let me just get my buzzer ready now.
Wow. Somebody better come and get their JIT or I'm having to get my pistol.
Yeah. ATL. We're in the South.
Get their. I don't know, man. Get their shit. I don't know.
Get their shit?
Get their shit. Get their stuff. Come get their fucking belongings.
Jonas, I need you to be creative. Think about what.
Dude,
a southerner...
knowing that these are real words that people use, in the rest of the game, we use shit that no one ever uses. Knowing that they're real, my mind is broken.
We absolutely have used real words before.
Yeah, we have, but it's thrown me off.
One of the words was cougar. From your
yeah, man, it's thrown me off secular. I'm sectioning it off by the
Jonas
country.
Has got the sourpuss face on right now.
I was not ready.
Hey, I'm sorry you weren't ready, man.
I wasn't ready. It's my own fault. I ain't blaming anybody but Jonas.
It's hard in the ring, man.
It is hard in the ring.
Now you got to appreciate why I kept this belt for so long.
I do. I appreciate it.
All right, let's go. Who's next?
Jit.
Yes. Somebody better come and get their jit before I have to get my pistol.
Drugs?
Nope.
Is that your final answer?
Wait, no.
You already said it.
All right, yeah, drugs.
Is it? Oh, well, congratulations. You get the wrong answer.
Sid.
Well, guys, this is what you would say if somebody's dumbass, punk-ass buddy was over there acting a fool. Somebody better come and get their dumbass buddy, their jit, or I'll bust his ass.
Wow.
No!
While that was wrong, that was the very closest. A jit is a small child that don't know nothing. Unquote.
Interesting.
That was the closest answer, so he gets the point with that one. Because he was the only one that chose a human, a living living creature.
All right, it's 14 to 11 to 5.
Bam.
All right, let's see. What's that?
Got him. I'm on top this time, guys. I'm feeling good today.
I hope so. All right, I want you to get your game face on. This one's kind of a layup, though. Your word is finesse.
No, that's not what I thought.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that new Drake album. Okay.
Good.
It means handling a situation with care.
Wow.
It's, you know, just this question.
Oh, fuck!
It means handling a situation with care.
No. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay, well, it's absolutely wrong.
Wait. I didn't know that was my word.
Sid, what do you got?
Let's see. Okay.
Finesse.
Damn it, I know it.
Finesse. Oh, shit. That was my final. No, I mean, it's not, but it was.
What do you think? It could be so many things, right?
It means tiptoeing around a situation with your girl.
Nope.
I'm sorry. That is not it.
All right. Well, Jonas is going to ask for the sentence.
That's a good idea, Jonas. Yo, my N-word. How did Latrell get that whip? Probably finessing the plug.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yo, what now? What was that, TNT?
Yo, my N-word. How did Latrell get that whip? Probably finessing the plug.
Sleeping with. Fuck it.
What?
The plug, man!
Yo! That's...
She wants the car, so she fucks the drug dealer to get the car. I think that's pretty legitimate to say.
We're talking Streetwell here, son.
Yo, you know what? We appreciate the intricacies that it took to come up with that answer, Jonas. I'm definitely giving you the point.
That is
so wrong. You only get the pity point.
All right.
That is so wrong.
It means being deceitful.
That's the right answer.
So they got a car by being deceitful to the
dealer. Finessing the plug. For sure.
Yeah. Finessing the plug is a very common utilized phrase for basically stealing from the drug dealer. Being deceitful.
Oh, okay. Damn. I got you. All right.
So if you
I'll
are being
point.
If you are being finessed, you're being stolen from.
Okay, I got you. So they stole a car from the drug dealer. Holy shit.
Yeah.
They're about to get killed.
All right. I hope you guys are ready for this.
All right. It is let me get the score.
Yeah, what's the score right now?
It is 14 Sid, 11 Jess. Jonas only got 6.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Because we're in a lightning round.
Oh, no!
There's a lightning round.
He didn't know it.
The lightning round is called money, weed, or both.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you words, and you're going to tell me one by one if they're money, weed, or both.
Money, weed, or both.
Yeah.
All right. Lightning round. Is everyone worth a point?
Everyone's worth 2 points.
This isn't even the same game, but you know what? It's all right.
Make
what
it two
if Jonas
points
comes back and wins this thing?
I told you it's anybody's game. Wow. Still. You weren't.
Well, I thought we were playing Are You Urban. I didn't realize we were playing Travel the World with TNT and Money Weed and both. That's an entirely different game, but I like it.
I'm sorry. I thought that all of these were urban words. I guarantee if you look every single one of these words up in the Urban Dictionary.
Now let's do it. I'm ready.
You're damn right. Right, who's first?
Okay,
who's
now this is it. This is the end of the game.
This is the end.
How many words do we have to go through? Are we all going to get an even amount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we all get a chance to answer these, right?
There's only
no,
three.
It's only one person either gets it or
okay, okay.
We're just going to go through
and
the
you
word.
Get 2 points for every right okay. answer.
Yep.
Money, weed, or both?
Yep.
Okay. We'll start with we'll start with Sid. So there's a three, enough, they'll all get an even amount? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is lightning round, so we're going to go quick. It's Sid, then Jess, then you.
Yeah,
or
give
Sid
me
or
time
you.
To, like, mark
absolutely.
The paper.
So it goes Sid, then you, then Jess?
Yes.
All right. So, Sid, your word is Benji. Is that money, weed, or both?
Money.
Correct. Jonas, your word is cheese. Money, weed, or both?
Both.
Wrong. Jess, your word is broccoli. Money, weed, or
weed.
Both? Sorry, that's both.
Oh, shit.
Sid,
your word is a squirrel.
Money.
Weed, or both? Absolutely.
Damn it.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
You? Your word is dime. Money, weed, or both?
Both.
That's okay. Both.
All right. Jess, yours is doja. Money, weed, or both?
Weed.
Jess, I was in weed.
It's in the past.
Sid, your word, payola, money, weed, or both?
Money.
Yes, money. Jonas, your word? Your word is green.
Both.
Oh, Jonas. Swinging a big stick. Right.
Jess, your word is Jackson, money. Weed, or both?
Money.
Damn. Sid, your word, spinach, money, weed, or both?
Money.
Weed.
Come on, man.
That is weed. Money.
That was weed.
This is a joke.
Yeah, I did extensive research, just so you guys know, on all of these words.
Spinach is a plant that grows at the ground. What is weed? It's a plant that grows at the ground.
It is. Spinach is weed.
TNT.
Money. Yes.
Control your guests here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to sit the fuck down.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it. All
Jonas.
Right. Jonas, your word is rack.
Money.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sid, Jess, your word is dagger.
Shit.
Money.
Sorry.
What?
What is a dagger? How much is a dagger?
It grows in the ground.
Thank you.
Jess has no idea here, and he wants to play me out.
Jess, your word Sid. Is oh Sid. I'm sorry. Your word is nickel, money, weed, or both. That's right.
Yes, huh?
Jonas,
your word is paper, money, weed, or both.
Money.
Okay.
Jess,
your word is diesel, money, weed, or both?
Shaq. Sorry.
Both.
I like that.
Diesel for both? No, that's weed. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Smoking dude. On that diesel?
Yeah, but you got to have cash to fill up your tank. Diesel. Come on. I drive a pickup.
I love it, man. I almost want to give it to him. All right. Your word is relish.
See it. Your word's relish.
Money, weed, or both? Sorry, that's money.
Shit.
Jonas.
I thought that was weed.
Jonas, your word is endo.
Weed.
Money.
That was the easiest.
Come on.
Endo?
I'm sorry, it was the easy.
Your word is.
Jess, your word is dub. Money, weed,
it's
or both?
It's what now?
Dub. Money, weed, or
dub?
Both?
Dub?
Yeah.
Yes.
Money.
No, that would be
damn
both.
It.
Sid,
your word is shit. Money, weed, or
my
both?
My word is shit?
Yeah, shit, like a turd.
You got that shit. Both.
Absolutely.
I wish you guys could have seen his face because he wasn't sure about it. He said both, and his eyes got real big, and he got a little nervous.
We're jacked up over
Jonas,
here.
Cake. Cake. Your cake. Way. Yeah. Money, weed, or
cake,
both.
Cake, cake. Money. Cake, cake.
Yes.
Ass.
Jess. Jess, yours is BC. BC. Money, weed, or both.
BC. Breath control. Not for it. I don't know, so I'm just going to give it a toss-up, and it is weed.
It is. BC all Bluff.
Right. Damn right.
Jess, or Sid.
Sid, your word is blue cheese.
Weed.
No, that's money. It's referring to the blue-faced hundreds.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't have any hundreds, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jonas. Well,
all right, Jonas, your word is cream.
Cream?
Cream, get the money.
It's money. I knew that. I was going to say money. Anyway.
I was going to say, you just gave it
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, well, it's all Jess. About fun and games.
Yeah, Jess, your word, quarter. Money, both. Weed, or both.
Yes. He used to buy my quarter.
the both. You don't want to divulge that information over. You know, we don't.
It's not legal in Texas yet.
No,
it's not in North Carolina either. You
know, there's so many Trump picket signs in Texas, man. You're never getting that.
Listen, North Carolina just is bad. Like we're like right behind Texas as far as conservativeness. We're like right there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Sid, your word, devil's lettuce.
Weed. And both. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's weed, though. Lettuce is both. Weed
Jonas.
Is devil's lettuce. Your word, kill.
Kill?
Yeah.
Weed.
Absolutely.
Jess.
Jess, your word is duck it.
Okay.
Money.
Absolutely.
Like TJ Duck. Formerly of the Atlanta Falcons.
We got a few more. We got a few more.
Sid,
your word, simoleons.
Money.
Simoleons, yes. Yeah.
Jonas,
your word, smacker.
Money.
Yes.
Come on.
Jess. Jess, your word is chips.
Money.
It's both.
It's both?
It
what
is.
What the hell?
Sid.
I'm sorry, man. Sid, your word is milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Money.
It is. Milk and honey.
Jonas.
Jonas, your word, chiba.
Smoking that cheese, you know what I'm saying?
These guys know more about this weed business than I thought they did. I had to do research to gather this information.
I went to college for 6 months.
It's Jess.
Jess, cabbage.
Both.
It is.
Yes.
All right, one more for each of you, and then we're going to call it. We're going to get see what the score is. Who's up right now? Sid?
Sid's going to win. It's impossible.
You got to have some suspension.
How am I going to have suspense? If I tell the score, you're going to know he can't win. No, we're both down by more than 2 points, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but the viewer
the last
doesn't know.
Okay,
all right, hold on.
This.
Scratch that, guys. Here we go. Sid has 30. Jonas has 26. And Jess has 23.
What? But you...
So... Sid's up by more than two points, so he's going to win.
I got a deal.
What's
the last question for each of us is worth 10 points.
Oh.
Big money.
Do you
want
to do that? All right. I got to give you a hard one then, right?
I'm up for it. Wait, who are we starting with? Sid? Okay.
Yeah.
10 points. Is y'all good with that?
10 points for this one? All right.
Basically, yeah. I mean, whatever. I'm good with whatever, man.
All right. Well, fine. We're laying it all on the line. We're going off the rails.
All the chips are on the table, son.
All right. Your word, wizard.
I didn't agree to this, but that's weed.
It is weed.
So Sid won.
So
even if we get 10 points, yeah, we're not going to win. Anyways, Jonas.
Jonas, your word, Guy Smiley.
Sounds like a dick.
Guy Smiley. We'll go with money.
It's weed.
That's fine.
Makes you smile, Guy.
I guess so.
Makes you smile,
and
Guy.
And Jess.
What up?
Jess, your word is... Wow, I got to give you a hard one here. Yard.
Weed.
No, a yard is money. It refers to $100.
A yard is grass. Grass is weed.
You don't smoke the yard.
No.
I'm sorry.
But you cut the yard, and then it's like little leaves, like pot leaves, and you smoke the pot.
You're done.
That is a valid argument, good sir.
Well, Sid won the first and ever only TNT Travel the World International bonus round money.
Okay,
guys,
I just want to
say, I want to thank my family.
Oh, my God, scratch it.
I want to thank TNT for being here. I want to thank TNT for... I want to thank Jonas for having me on. I want to thank the listeners for believing in me.
Jonas, TNT, Sid, I have a proposition.
No, you're done.
No, it ain't for me.
Okay.
We need to have, whether it be on the Beardy Five or Crazy Town, a grudge match, Are You Urban, between Sid and TNT.
But TNT's beat me already.
Yeah, but... yeah, but...
Multiple times.
I don't think I can do it.
You want me to come in out of retirement?
No. I want you to bring the belt out.
At least $100 million.
I want you to bring the belt out and say, bitch, please.
Oh, shit.
My jersey's already up in the rafters. You're asking me to come out of
retirement. I'm out of retirement.
And spend the time with my kids.
For the White Sox farm team, son.
Forget about playing baseball. Come back to the Bulls, Jordan.
Yeah. Yo, you invite us to the Beardy Five podcast and I'll
okay. Oh, son.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, we can do that. And how about this? Jess, you get 5 words, I get 5 words, and we'll co-host Sid versus TNT.
It's the crossover they've been asking for.
Wow. So go to Urban Dictionary, you find 5 random-ass words, I'll pull out 5 random-ass words, and that'll be the 10 words for their grudge match.
Just
the
FYI, TNT, I'm coming for you.
Oh, I should hope so.
All right. You guys, yeah, you get a hold of me, let me know when. We'll make it work on whatever day. As long as we can call them via Skype.
So, off the record, you guys promised me $1,000 if I won.
And me 50.
There's no gambling involved with Are You Urban, Sid.
Yeah, sure. Good luck getting that out of my bank account.
I'm super urban.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on our season 2 finale. Do you want to let everybody know again where they can find you on the interwebs for the Beardy 5 podcast?
You can check us out on Instagram at the Beardy 5 pod.
Hit us up on Twitter at the Beardy 5. Thanks for having us on, guys. It was fun.
Appreciate it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no problem at all, guys. And we will be right back on the Crazy Town podcast. We are back to wrap up the season finale episode of the Crazy Town podcast. TNT, I was not expecting that type of Are You Urban? You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I guess you got to bring the heat, man. You got to be ready.
You threw me off, dude. I thought it was going to be something else.
It was technically the same
You
thing.
Son of a bitch. No, it wasn't.
It was technically.
I liked the money weed or both.
You did.
That was a nice fucking twist.
Yeah, dude. Words, give me some definitions.
Son of a bitch. So that should be interesting. If we work that out with the Beardy guys, we do another Are You Urban type game on their podcast. They even suggested off air to do Are You Southern or something, where we do like Southern. We should
that.
Maybe do that. Maybe I'll tell them, let's do Are You Southern, and one of them can host. Me, you, and one of them will play.
Yeah, that shit's funny.
It'll all be fucking like North Carolina words, even though you kept saying West Virginia. I think you said you just thought it was West Virginia. You weren't being a dick, but I think they thought you may were being a dick.
Like, everything's from Florida, and everybody with a Southern drawl from West Virginia.
Okay, all right. So we got that. Chachmeyer stopped by. Fucking Chachi hanging out again.
Yep, always good to hear from him.
I could not believe he sided with the fucking car salesman, dude.
Yeah,
that son of a bitch.
You know, it made for good entertainment.
It did. It did. It did. All right, but TNT.
What? Is this it?
This is it for the season, dude. Season two is about over.
Are you sad?
I am. I am. You know why? Because moving forward, the podcast is going to be different.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same.
You got some hard pills for you
to swallow. Speaking of which, Crazy Town Media, hard pills to swallow. I like that fucking drawback. Yeah. Follow Crazy Town Media on Twitch. That is where we will do the podcast live from. We will take the videos and put them up on the YouTube channel, and we'll also pull the audio and put it out. So if you're listening to the podcast, it'll still be the same way you've always listened to it. It'll just be pulled from the Twitch feed instead of us editing it together beforehand. So twitch.com or twitch.tv/crazytownmedia. Our website, of course, crazytown.com. Everything to do with Crazy Town Media. Anything we do moving forward on the YouTube channel or anything else we get into, there's going to be some new shit probably popping up.
Get on that fucking website.
Get on that website.
Sign our fucking guest book.
Yeah. Get the counter up. Those little counters at the bottom. Also, our YouTube channel. That is, you can find everything. The podcasts, live streams, Twitch VODs, Twitch VODs, fucking gaming videos, concert videos, everything. Crazy Town Media on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, please. Also, Twitter. We're on Twitter, too. At the Crazy Town Pod is for the podcast only. At Crazy Town Media is for the cavalcade of all the Crazy Town shit. TNT.
What's up?
You have anything to say to wrap the season up? What do you want to tell everybody out there? Don't love anybody.
Yeah, don't love anybody and lick my balls, bitch.
Lick my balls. So this was your first full season. As a co-host, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you basically were on every episode of the first season, except for like 6 or 8 or something. But
So
moving forward, going to be a little different. It'll be fucking fun, though. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully it isn't a fucking disaster.
Actually, I kind of hope it is.
It might be at first. Like,
that would be great if it was
a disaster. I'm sure the first 10 episodes, like the first 10 episodes of the podcast were garbage. The first 10 episodes of the live show will probably be a fucking fiasco. Yeah. But it'll fit with us, man. It ain't like anything's a fucking...
Yeah, man. You know, we come in, we perform. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah, exactly. It'll work itself out, I'm sure. I'm type A enough that I'll do enough prep that it won't be complete garbage.
I just hope that the paychecks are bigger this season.
Yeah, season 3 paychecks.
Yeah,
three times the pay.
I've been receiving offers.
Well, we all remember what happened to Chappelle's show before the third season of his show. He got the 50 mil, went crazy.
You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. You go watch the Chappelle show stand up. He talks about that shit. He's like, I didn't go crazy. It's like, the motherfuckers are trying to take me. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. Review the show on iTunes. Check us out. I mean, I don't know what I have to say, man. It's been fucking fun. We're going to take a quick break for a couple months. Come back with some best ofs and shit to listen to. Come back live with the fucking fire this fall. Jonas.
You think with as many times as we've closed the show out, this will be natural.
I was trying to say something more different. And I didn't. But I didn't. I was just trying, man.
All right.
For Jonas.
Yeah.
For TNT Dynamite.
I'm here.
We are out.